Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Two individuals believed to be legendary actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle have been found dead in the couple's Brentwood home. Those deaths under investigation as a homicide. Los Angeles police have yet to officially name the deceased. Chief of Detectives Alan Hamilton.
We will not be releasing any information regarding who was found deceased in the residence, because that will be done by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. So if there are any inquiries regarding the identity of the individuals that are deceased inside of the residence, that information will come from the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
One of the victims was 78, the other 68, and those ages do match those of Rob Reiner and his wife. Citing a lack of evidence, investigators probing the deadly weekend shooting at Brown University have released a person of interest they had been holding. A vigil's been held for the 15 people killed in a mass shooting targeting Jewish people on Australia's Bondi Beach. The BBC's Katie Watson says the attackers were a 50-year-old father and his 24-year-old son.
We're half an hour drive from Bondi, a place called Campsie. Now, this is the house where police believe the gunman prepared the attack. It's a short-term rental property. It's believed they moved here just a couple of weeks ago from their home in southwestern Sydney. Now, there's still quite a heavy police presence, people working inside, and there have been forensics officers, as well as representation from New South Wales Police Force and the Federal Police Force. And just a while ago, I was also speaking to plainclothes police officers who say that they're going door-to-door speaking to neighbours here to try and find out what they know.
The father died in a shootout with police, the son hospitalized in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 232 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 124. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Major roadways are open this morning. It's the same drill as always. Some of the back roads, secondary roads, neighborhood streets, things like that. Apartment complexes could be a little bit slick, a little bit icy, as a matter of fact. But all the major highways and all the major roadways are clear and we're up to speed. Not a lot of traffic right now, but getting busy southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, but no issues there. Beltway looks good. JFX very quiet. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. And right now there is no work. I don't think they're going to be working this morning because they're cold, but we'll watch it later. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The following local school systems are opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County schools all opening 2 hours late. Harford County schools are opening 3 hours late. A Baltimore police spokesperson says a teen died on Saturday after being shot. Police say the 14-year-old boy was shot in the 2500 block of Washington Boulevard near Morrell Park, sent to the hospital in critical condition where he later died. No suspect yet. DEA and Baltimore police officials say they've successfully dismantled three drug organizations operating in Penn North neighborhood areas. Officials say 19 people were indicted and are suspected for the widespread opioid overdoses last July. Investigators seized over $10,000, weapons and drugs like heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. No injuries reported after a United Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Dulles Airport on Saturday. The Boeing 777 departed Dulles and was forced to turn around after an engine failed. Officials said a piece of engine cover fell off the plane, sparking a small brush fire along the runway. Well, up next, it's Stein on Sports.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And speaking of winter, a lot of it yesterday in Cincinnati, but the Ravens didn't seem to mind.
Little pre-snap look for Jackson. They come heavy. Jackson underneath. It's on Lee. First down and a lot more. On Lee in for the Ravens touchdown.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Lamar Jackson throwing them where they ain't. 30-yard score to Rasheena Lee. Seemed to open the floodgates for a slow-starting offense, and the Ravens' defense shut the door on Joe Burrow, literally. 24-0 was the final, the first Ravens shutout since 2018. Post-game reaction first from head coach John Harbaugh at the podium.
I'm really proud of the effort and the way they stick together and the way they played together. Our best football game of the year, complimentary football, all three phases, coming off our best week of practice, and we've had good weeks of practice. We've had really good weeks of practice.
And then Lamar on the obvious difference between game one versus Cincy and yesterday's game.
I feel like if the turnovers didn't happen, all of those turnovers didn't happen, we would have had a chance and turn the ball over one time today.
Elsewhere in the NFL, for the first time in 10 years, there'll be no Kansas City in January and no Patrick Mahomes for the rest of the season. Chiefs, 16-13 losers yesterday at home to the Chargers, eliminating KC from playoff contention for the first time since 2014. Mahomes with a torn ACL, the first major injury of his career. Coming up in 30 minutes, the big baseball news in town. Welcome, Pete Alonso. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
And a welcome back to the program here today. It is a Monday, December 15th, just 10 days to go before the big day, Christmas. A happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners here this morning. Coming up on the program here today, 14-year-old is killed in South Baltimore, and residents begin to notice, gun violence is escalating in spite of what the mayor and the governor might say. Did the Indiana Republicans, who basically dealt President Trump a massive stinging defeat last week, cut a deal with Maryland Democrats on redistricting? We have some interesting comments from several individuals. Top story here today, Islamic fundamentalism continues to spread and continues to attack. Anti-Semitism as well, as a couple of horrific shootings on the eve of Hanukkah. First and foremost, the Islamic State opening fire on U.S. soldiers in Syria, killing three Americans in an ambush last Friday. The apparently ISIS link stems from, we're being told, from CENTCOM and the Pentagon. President Trump saying the ISIS gunman's attack. Syrian officials say the gunman was a security forces member and was being investigated for potential ISIS ties. And the fact is that in this particular case, as we've seen, and people keep asking, what are we doing in Syria? Well, that's where the terrorists are. That's why that's where you have to infiltrate them. But unfortunately, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. President Trump did say there will be retaliation.
So we mourn the loss of three great patriots in Syria. You know how it happened. There was an ambush, terrible. We also have three wounded. They seem to be doing pretty well. But we mourn the loss. These are great, three great people. And it's just a terrible thing. Syria, by the way, was fighting along with us. The president, the new president of Syria, is, as they told me, and I'm not surprised, he's devastated by what happened. This was an ISIS attack on us and Syria. And again, we mourn the loss. And we pray for them and their parents and their loved ones. Very, very sad.
Mr. President, will the U.S. retaliate against ISIS?
Yeah, we will.
And will the U.S. force them to attack again?
We will retaliate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I confirmed that yesterday again. There will be a very serious retaliation. My question is this. The leader of Syria, his name is Jalani. He is a former Al-Qaeda leader. And so you just wonder, has the leopard changed its spots? Has the zebra changed its stripes here? Or the question is, what or how much did the former Al-Qaeda leader, now Syrian President Jalani, know? And when did he know it? That deserves, I think, a second look for these attacks in Syria. Absolutely. So we'll get more of that coming up in just a second. But I think in all of these, we have the Brown University attack, which is, again, clearly anti-Semitism, perhaps Islamic fundamentalism. We'll tell you why. And the horrific Hanukkah attack, which was clearly both, in Bondi Beach in Australia. I am going to consult one who's considered to be the foremost expert on radical Islam. And he happens to reside right here in Maryland. That would be Governor Tax Moore. Remember, his thesis was written all about radical Islam. So maybe Governor Moore can weigh in on these horrific Islamic fundamentalist attacks. And another guy I think we should consult is the guy who said it's time to globalize the Intifada. That would be Zohran Mamdani up in the Big Apple. This is the very definition of globalizing Intifada, Bondi Beach in Australia, Brown University in Providence, and, of course, in Syria as well. 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Schools opening a little bit later to more this morning now. I think there's one that is closed, that was Cecil County, but everybody else 2 hours. So that'll have some impact on the traffic as we get underway. City fire pulled up. They have an alarm on Reisterstown Road, northwestern side of the city. There may be a little bit of ice on the roadway there. They were fighting an active fire now. They just reported it was under control, but there's going to be some lane blockage up on the northwest side. We're looking at you live here at the BW Parkway at Hanover Road, down to Route 100 and Route 32. All the lanes are open. The west side outer loop is filled in just a bit between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. Still clear on the Parkville side. and both the tunnels right now running with the lanes open. Most of that traffic, of course, early is southbound on 895 and 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cold and frosty one today, partly sunny. We will not get above freezing today. The wind chill will make it feel like single digits. Tomorrow, the midweek warm-up begins. You know, by the end of the week, we're going to be 55. You know, it's just incredible, the weather in Maryland. Wait 5 minutes, and it changes.
Snow will be gone by then.
Exactly. Right now, we have Annapolis 20, and it is 17 in Baltimore. And here, just a brief review. Anne Arundel County Public Schools delayed 2 hours. Baltimore County Schools delayed 2 hours. We have Carroll County Schools delayed 2 hours. Cecil County is closed today. Frederick County Schools delayed 2 hours. Let's see, Gerstel is opening up 2 hours late. Hartford Community College opening at 10 a.m. Hartford County Schools delayed 3 hours. Howard County Schools delayed 2 hours. And McDonough School is delayed 2 hours as well. So that's just a brief review. We'll get the rest of it for you.
As I mentioned, there are some roads, the back roads and things like that, that could have some problems. All the major highways are fine.
Yeah, major thoroughfares. In fact, most of the side streets in my community, it's just my court. They had a plow did come through late yesterday in just one lane. But getting out of your driveway and getting to that one lane they plowed is ice packed. So just be careful and make sure that your driveway and
sidewalks.
Yep, or they get because it's just nasty. And, you know, kind of sleeted the other night, and then it snowed on top of the sleet.
Yep.
And it made for a very heavy snow, especially shoveling that nonsense yesterday. Just incredible. It's time to go to Florida, I think, really. Time for some one-liner news. Milk from seals, the aquatic mammal, may be introduced into future baby formula as researchers discovered extraordinary sugar molecules which could benefit the infants, rather.
Wow.
Yeah. Those benefits include boosting a child's immune system and the ability to balance a ball on their nose. Just incredible.
And play a trumpet.
That's right. Ozempic may offer unexpected brain health benefits. New research suggests the diabetes drug could correlate with lower epilepsy risk, which is great news because if you do fall, you'll have less cushion. You know,
nice. Get your pillows.
That's right.
Get your pillows.
Male bonobos can detect when a female bonobo is ovulating for some strange reason, something that humans cannot have not been able to do for years. Okay. Dick Van Dyke celebrating his 100th birthday. Right. On Saturday, had a small party celebrating the legendary actor's life. Did you just watch the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
All those old ones were good.
Those old ones were really good. That's before he got crazy. Scientists have discovered time runs differently on Mars, where the level of gravity affects how an atomic clock measures seconds. Apparently, time drags on Mars, much like husbands waiting for their wives to get ready to go out.
That's nice.
I swear.
Oh.
My wife, it takes hours, not minutes, hours to get ready. Sad news. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were murdered in their homes. The People magazine is reporting that Nick, his son, I think he had Nick with Penny Marshall, who has since deceased, who was a... he wrote about, I think he did a documentary, he was a homeless drug addict. He has struggled with mental stability most of his adult life. People magazine is saying that he is a suspect in these murders. He's alive and being questioned. No arrests have been made as of yet, but he is a person of interest, whatever you want to call him. Very sad news. Again, here on a very special Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, Rob Reiner is and his wife dead. Found murdered in their Los Angeles home.
It was
home.
Funny last night because I was watching All in the Family comes on one of the stations down here at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. I was watching that, you know.
Yeah. Meathead.
Meathead, right.
And classic.
Big time lib.
And also a very talented director.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, just incredible. When you were young, did you ever look through the Sears catalog to see what you wanted for Christmas?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I mean, that was sort of like it was a go-to for many of us, say, that golden age. Sears was once the largest retail outlet in the United States. It is now down to just 5 locations.
I know. Yeah, I saw that.
That's 5. That's it.
Horrible.
Yeah. The rise of Amazon, Walmart, Target, and others they can't compete. And they were founded in 1892. They had 3,500 stores at their peak.
And again, a high point after they bought out Kmart. Years, but the Sears Christmas book was one, was America's favorite wish book. I remember going through the Sears catalog.
And, yeah, the wish book.
Yeah, that's what they called it, the wish book. Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah, first, go through that thing, you'd wear the pages out looking through that
right,
damn thing.
First retail store was in Chicago in 1925. And how long has the one in Hunt Valley been gone? At least 10 years, maybe longer.
Oh, yeah.
That was like one of the last few Sears stores here in the Maryland area.
Well, they had them at all the malls around town. At one point, there was a big Sears store at North Avenue and Hartford Road.
Right. Yeah.
In the city.
But now, of course, five, and I don't have the five locations. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Debbie's father worked at that Sears.
Is that right?
North Avenue and Hartford Road.
Yep. There's one in California, one in Texas, one in Massachusetts, and two in Florida. So there are two Sears left in Florida.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the anti-Semitic attacks on the eve of Hanukkah in Syria, I believe at Brown, and clearly at Bondi Beach in Australia. You can react 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Grandma's coming!
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it is time once again with traffic weather on the threes. Now we update the king of all traffic. Whiskey Nuts is back for more.
The new problem, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Georgia Avenue, and the report now says two left-hand lanes affected. I'm looking at the camera, Route 29, beginning to slow there, and if it's going to start there, eventually it will back up towards the ramps at New Hampshire Avenue. So we'll keep an eye on that, but the wreck is reported over at Georgia Avenue on the outer loop. 695 locally looks good. The last time I looked at both the tunnels, nothing major there, and all the indicators are that we're fine right now through Annapolis on 50 at the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, cold and frosty today, sunny and freezing, wind chill single digits right now, 16 and clear in Bel Air. Again, continuing the Islamic fundamentalist and anti-Semitic horrific attacks on the eve of Hanukkah. Brown University gunman, we now find out, targeted a Jewish class. This is according to Pam Geller. Allegedly shouted in Arabic. Police and the media refused to deny or confirm what, if anything, he did shout. But reporters from Fox said that he yelled something.
I mean, we know from a witness inside that this gunman yelled something. We don't know what this individual yelled and then began shooting.
You know, some within the class say the problem is that one, Laura Loomer is reporting that it was Allahu Akbar before he opened fire. Police have not publicly confirmed those words, but most major outlets are using vague language like he shouted something or was incomprehensible. If authorities have audio, body cam, or corroborated witness statements, I think they should release it or formally clarify it because it's left a lot of us scratching our heads. We do know the shooting occurred in the classroom of Professor Rachel Friedberg, who is Jewish, part of the program in Judaic Studies, and whose research focuses on the intersection of economics and Jewish studies. The classroom, I believe, was specifically targeted. No other classrooms were targeted. Most of the students were Jewish and observed the Sabbath, which is why they did not have their phones with them. One of the Brown students reported hearing the shooter speaking in Arabic. Here's President Trump's reaction.
Brown University, great school. Great, really one of the greatest schools anywhere in the world. Things can happen. So to the 9 injured, get well fast, and to the families of those 2 that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
And then that takes us to Australia, down under, where at Bondi Beach, which is in Sydney, it is a very popular beach, there was a Hanukkah event being held at that beach when 2 Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, father and son, opened fire with long guns, as many as a dozen were killed. 30-some others were injured before the father was shot dead and the son was wounded and is expected to recover from his wounds. Here's the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese.
This was an attack deliberately targeted at the Jewish community on the first day of Hanukkah, which, of course, should be a joyous celebration. And the Jewish community are hurting today.
Indeed, they are. President Trump called it what it is, anti-Semitic, and this is radical Islam at its worst.
That was a terrible attack. 11 dead, 29 badly wounded. And that was an anti-Semitic attack, obviously. And it, I just want to pay my respects to everybody.
Israeli politicians, Bibi Netanyahu and others, are likening this terrorist attack on Bondi Beach to 10/7, accusing Australia of ignoring any Jewish incidents in the lead-up. Some officials say the victim's blood is on the government's hands. Here's Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who is Jewish.
It's an absolute betrayal for Israel and for the worldwide Jewish community, like whether it's France or Australia or any of these nations, our Western allies now calling for a two-state solution when Hamas refuses to disarm and are actively trying to kill Jews.
And what he's talking about there is Australia recognizing the two-state solution for the Palestinian people. That's something Hamas has fought for, continues to fight for, and many other leaders in Europe have signed off on that as well. So you'll notice there were also a lot of Christmas garden market attacks, other attacks over in the Middle East and other major European cities on the eve of Hanukkah as well. This was a well-coordinated, globalized the intifada against the Jewish people. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, happy Hanukkah.
Yes, good morning, and first wish you and all the listeners a happy Hanukkah. Way to go, Ravens, Jesse, thank you. Having said that, I have to say, Brooke, I'm MS. We need to know what do you, especially the two, the father and son monsters in Australia, what do we know about them? Are they, where countries did they originally come from? Were they here legally? Did they do any actual work? Were they students? The son was a student particularly. What did we know about their activity?
All I know is that all I know right now is that they were in Australia legally. They got their firearms from a licensed gun club, so they were properly licensed to have their guns at the club. Somehow they got them out of the club, because in Australia, you know, they have very strict gun control there. So we're going to continue to follow this story, find out what their point of origin is. But we know it all comes back to one thing, and that is radical Islamic fundamentalism. Mark, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Get to the rest of your calls and comments as well at 410-922-6680. It's time for Deck the Halls at Rescue Natural Supplements, where you can save anywhere from 20 to 78% of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements for Well, omega-3s to help battle cholesterol and triglycerides and make sure that your cholesterol ratios are good, or whether you are looking at pain relief with Curcumin Ultra or Rescue Glycomarine. Toss the NSAIDs and use all natural pain relief supplements like those I mentioned. Or maybe Ideal Weight if you're looking to drop a few pounds. And Metabolock is good to attacking belly fat. There's over 50 different natural supplements. You know, you can save 20 to 78%. No coupon code is needed. All you have to do, shop online, res-q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. It is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. We have one school closing to report. Queen Anne's County public schools are closed today. These cold and slick conditions are prompting the following local school systems to open 2 hours late. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Carroll County and Frederick County schools all open 2 hours late. Harford County schools opening 3 hours late. DEA and Baltimore police officials say they've successfully dismantled three drug organizations operating in the Penn North neighborhood areas. Officials say 19 people were indicted and are suspected for the widespread opioid overdoses last July. Investigators seized over $10,000, weapons and drugs like heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the Jessup Correctional Institute. 23-year-old Deion Smith was found unresponsive around 8 p.m. and was declared dead by emergency medical workers on Saturday. Another inmate is suspected of killing him. The investigation is ongoing, and once complete, the results will be forwarded to the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office for review. The Baltimore Jewish Council and the Associate have issued a statement following the terrorist attack on a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. The organizations are saddened and outraged by the mass shooting that left more than a dozen people dead and many others wounded. And it's a terrifying reminder of the growing anti-Semitism that Jewish communities are facing around the world. Officials say while there's no indication of any current specific threats to the local community of institutions, they are coordinating with law enforcement and remain vigilant. They say anti-Semitism, hate, and violence have no place in society, here or anywhere. In Baltimore City, a cold blue extreme cold alert is in effect this morning, triggered by the very low temperatures and wind chills. The health commissioner declares the alert as a multi-agency effort to reduce hypothermia deaths of the homeless, older adults, and other vulnerable populations. Well, up next, it's a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 674 and the pick 4, 8800. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is now on the shoulder in Montgomery County, so it's loosened up a little bit, but they're still there. Outer loop around Georgia Avenue, we still see the brake lights beginning, and they'll be there for a while. Outer loop around New Hampshire Avenue, but now at least the wreck is off to the shoulder area. The Beltway on the west side begins to fill in. Most of that right now is between I-70 down through Frederick Road. A little heavier traffic, but so far no issues going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. A lot of highlight plays for the Ravens yesterday in Cincinnati, but this one late in the fourth was an all-timer.
Broken, kind of stumbles, and he's intercepted. Picked off by Van Noy. Then the handoff, it's Gilman. And Gilman is going to score as the Ravens look for the knockout punch. 95 yards.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Gilman from Van Noy. Sounds like a hockey assist. And maybe that's appropriate with the temperature at 2 degrees yesterday. Either way, the Ravens defense blanked Cincinnati 24-0, leaving the Ravens playoff chances intact. After the game, Gilman on his sideline romp.
I was actually yelling at him to pitch the ball after he caught it. So it worked out. You know, saved, had some hamstrings for him, you know, put it on me. So, shout out to Kyle Van Hoy.
All in for the defense. 4 sacks, 2 picks, allowing just 3 for 15 on third down conversions. Marlon Humphrey on the unit's physicality.
I thought today there were some things, but when we played physical, kind of how we did things, the ball seems to bounce our way.
A win for the Ravens gets them back to 7-7 on the season, half game behind the Steelers, who host Miami tonight. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Patriots at home with a 17-point lead. Money in the bank until yesterday in the New England snow.
On a give, Cook slices through, and he takes it in for the touchdown. A silencer from Cook.
Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. James Cook's third touchdown of the day, 12th on the year, and the Buffalo Bills come back from a 21-point first-half deficit and beat the Patriots 35-31, the first time New England has lost a 17-point lead at home in 47 years. That's a streak of 120 games. And a final note, Packers pass rusher Micah Parsons, a torn ACL, a crusher for Green Bay. Parsons is now out for the year. The big baseball news in town, of course, is Pete Alonso. Mike Elias introducing the slugger to Baltimore in a press conference at Camden Yards on Friday afternoon.
The consistency that he's demonstrated, the passion to play, the care that he has for his teammates and for wins and losses is something that's really hard to come by.
Alonso brings to Baltimore 264 home runs since 2019, third most in the majors behind Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber, 6 in front of Shohei Ohtani. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what to make of the Ravens' win.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
First of all, your Commanders can't even get the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Well, when you start playing for that, then you know, I think you start to destroy the culture that you built the previous year. And they did end up in the NFC Championship.
I'm just yanking your chain.
I know you are. The Ravens are still alive, and they control.
They're still alive.
They control their own destiny.
48% playoff chance. However, they determine that mathematically. Yeah. There are still things. I mean, Lamar. The offense was slow. First of all, the defense was great, and Joe Burrow is a great quarterback. So it's tough to stop that offense. Our offense, if you're going to run the football, I think we're going to be fine. The question is, are we going to be able to run the football against teams like the Patriots and the Packers and the Steelers? I don't know. It was the Cincinnati Bengals defense yesterday.
Yeah, well, the Pats took it on the chin yesterday.
They did. But I just still think there's something off with this offense. You know, it's better. It's definitely better yesterday. But, not 100% convinced at this point.
If they can fix their running game,
Then that's it. They could go places.
And when things get cold, like it was yesterday,
right?
And then you have inclement weather,
right?
Outside during playoff time, you got to be able to pound a rock.
And it is interesting because if they can just get in the playoffs, okay, you've got new teams in there this year that have never really been in the playoffs before. The Denver, the Bo Nixes of the world, the Drake Mays of the world. You know how they're going to perform?
Well, Denver has been in the playoffs,
but
won Super Bowl.
Yeah, but. Bo Nix hasn't.
Right.
Okay, that's my point.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm trying to be optimistic.
You got 1 foot out the door already. I know you do.
And now you want me 2 feet out the door?
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I think we got played. And I'm talking about the redistricting situation here in the state of Maryland. And I think this is classic Kabuki theater, bait and switch, whatever you want to call it. I think Governor Martin, the special session, which is called for tomorrow, is they keep telling us no redistricting. They'll be, and I kept thinking, they got to be able to, it's got to come up at some point. And then a couple of things have happened that have made me question whether this has all been a setup. Number one is Angela Alsobrooks, the chairman of the Redistricting Commission, she left the first meeting early. She stayed for 10 minutes. She skipped the second meeting. She was there for the meeting number three for how long, I don't know. And then she skipped the fourth and final meeting on Friday. The chairman. She's not treating it seriously, right? Then there's Bill Ferguson, who wrote the letter to his colleague saying we can't really do this because we could end up losing seats, which was, I think, a fair take. And so that was, I think, a signal to the rest of his Democrats that we've got to find another answer. And that other answer may have been provided by the Indiana Republicans, who did not just barely defeat the President Trump's call to redistrict in mid-cycle. We're looking at picking up two seats in Indiana. It's 7-2 now, but they voted 21. As we talked about last week, there are 40 Republicans out of the 50 seats in the Senate in Indiana. 21 of them voted against President Trump and against the other Republicans to hand him a stinging defeat in this redistricting battle. And then, of course, we hear this from Alex DeGrassi. He is a political pundit and a strategist. He was on with Steve Bannon on the War Room last week, and he said a deal may have been cut between the Indiana GOP and Maryland Democrats.
Pieces, but I think the reality is.
Are you saying? Are you saying the scoop here? Hang on. Are you saying the scoop here is that the Indiana Republicans reached out to Wes Moore and agreed that Wes Moore will not try to push for 8-0 in Maryland, and they won't try to push here? That's the deal they cut?
Now being reported. So they reached out to this guy, Bob Ferguson, name I've never heard of, but it's now breaking on the internet. He's, I think, their state Senate president. And the reality, Steve, is they tricked them and said, hey, we're not going to redistrict if you don't redistrict. And the reality is they can't redistrict in Maryland because they'll get tossed, and we would probably actually pick up a seat there or two with the Supreme Court, which Republicans control, and they know that. And so we would have actually liked that because we could have actually picked up four seats with this little equation, two in Indiana and possibly another one or two in Maryland, to be frank with you. And so that's a huge, I mean, this is coming out on the internet. I mean, literally as I'm getting ready to go on the show, as I'm waiting, watching the court situation, it's that they got totally played or this guy is totally bought and paid for and corrupt. I mean, it sounds like both, most likely. What type of Republican, Steve, okay, who's in touch with the White House is reaching out to Democrats to cut a deal? I mean, these are vicious, psychotic people that we're up against. And I think, look, turning point, there were a lot of groups here on the ground working. I think it's tough to control these things, obviously, from afar. And I think it's a wake-up call for everyone that it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of shoulders to the wheel to really rid ourselves of this taint within our own party. People that are willing to put the Democrats first and, you know, put the House majority at risk. I mean, this is really sick stuff, Steve. This is really sick.
It's not the House majority. They want to get rid of Trump. They don't mind sacrificing the House to take care of Trump. Today, it couldn't be more evident. Let's just say what it is. This is the Bush faction. This is Mike Pence, Judas Pence in that crowd. Todd Young, who's been a hater from day one. Todd Young telling people, hey, I'll get you the money. Don't worry about La Civita. They're all blowhards anyway. We're Indiana, and we'll hang together and get it. If this is not a wake-up call, because we talked today about how this could drive momentum. It could actually get people excited in Virginia. The Commonwealth of Virginia has absolutely no energy right now. As you know, we still got Florida to go, Ohio. We've got to nail in Kansas. I mean, this is going to be a tractor pull. And the Democrats tonight are going to be dancing on Donald Trump's political grave, are they?
All right, we will discuss in greater detail coming up in just a minute. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're down in Annapolis looking at Sandy Point. Through that area, all the lanes are open. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound on the main span of the bridge. And then we're clear over towards Rinchy Highway and the Severn River Bridge. And through that area, and right now we're right at the split at I-97 and Route 32. The pace there is still good. That takes usually around 7:30 or so. We start to see some backing in that area. Nothing major yet on the Beltway as the Parkville side fills in. The west side a little busy around I-70, and we're still under a 5-minute delay, and that's always good at both the Harbor Tunnels. I think I'm listening to an active fire call here in the city. I'm trying to piece it together. I believe it to be on 41st Street in the Hamden area. I'm trying to get more information on that right now, but it is an active fire call. So if you're in the Hamden area there around 41st Street, Keswick Road, Falls Road area, heads up till we get some more info on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and frosty today, partly sunny, freezing, literally, with a wind chill in the single digits right now. It's just very, very cold, but don't worry, by the end of the week, we'll be up to 55, and be running around in shorts. Right now, 15 in Reisterstown. That's all you get. I got in the car this morning, it was 11. Right now it is 16 in Forest Hill.
Watch out for the leather seats.
That's right. You'll stick to them, literally. Head to the Chuck Wagon we go. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
We also try to stick to the 4 main food groups. Candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Good stuff. Number one most loved brand... And think fast food, kind of like maybe not fast food, but, kind of those chain restaurants. Folks at Yelp, the ones that review everything. Mm-hmm. They analyzed a range of consumer behaviors, average rating, repeat page views, photo uploads. And which restaurant do you think number one?
Which restaurant?
Chain. It's a chain, national chain.
Sit down.
You can sit down or pick up, carry out, either one.
Okay. Golden Corral.
That's a good one. Dave's Nashville, or Hot Chicken, rather. Dave's Hot Chicken.
Oh.
And number one fastest growing brand the other ones that got 4 out of 5 stars. In-N-Out, First Watch, BJ's Restaurants.
Mm.
Texas Roadhouse, Mountain Mike's Pizza, that's out west, and Olive Garden. All got great marks from Yelp.
I know some of them.
Yeah. Taco Bell's bringing back 2 menu items. Perfect for garlic lovers. They got the cheesy dipping burritos are officially back nationwide with creamy garlic sauce. And also you can get the, or they have steak garlic nacho fries making their comeback on the menu as well if you're a fan of garlic. This is somewhat interesting. Denny's has now created... sneakers filled with real maple syrup. They're calling them Sticky Kicks. The first ever sneakers filled with real Denny's syrup. The limited edition sneakers made in collaboration with footwear artist and designer who's been featured in other things with Sticky Kicks. And they'll drop exclusively at DinerDrip.com starting this Wednesday at 12 p.m. That's DinerDrip.com. Denny's Rewards member will get first access with a special code.
Wow.
So if you want a sneakers filled with real maple syrup, I guess you're not to wear those. They're just you put them on the kitchen table and eat your pancakes and waffles.
Very nice. Should be wonderful at breakfast.
It should be, I could see you in a pair of Sticky Kicks.
No.
You're about as fast as a pancake.
That's nice. That's nice.
Couldn't resist.
That's very nice. And happy holidays to you, too. It's Casey. You and your folks in your humble abode.
All right. Thank you so much, Mistletoe Johnson. We'll see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. Seriously, did we get played here? Is this, was a, because remember, who are good friends and never Trumpers now are Lockdown Larry and Mike Pence. So you have the Maryland-Indiana connection. You have what Degrassi is saying. He called him Bob Ferguson. It was obviously Bill Ferguson he was referencing. But all of a sudden, we'll find out tomorrow at the special session, if redistricting does not come up at all, then it will certainly look like they bluffed their way through it. And again, because seriously, there was a chance that had it gone to the courts that they would have lost at least one seat in here in Maryland. And that would have been maybe the 6th district, I'm guessing, would be reverted to Republicans, or at least more favorable to Republicans. And they didn't want to do that, but they wanted to threaten. They want to help, you know, again, neutralize. And now, Mayor, we lost a seat in Utah. Now Texas is in question because of President Trump's approval rating allegedly is dropping among Latinos in Texas, so we may not be able to get the 5 seats. And we need a minimum of 10 to avoid, I think, losing the House in the midterms. And it's not looking good right now. Now, things could change. But did the Indiana Republicans cut a deal? And again, many of them are establishment, deep state, swampy rhinos. Did they cut a deal with the Maryland Democrats to make sure President Trump would not get what he wanted in Indiana and they wouldn't lose anything in Maryland? Interesting. The politics is hardball, as we know. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, a 14-year-old killed in South Baltimore. But hey, did you know gun violence and murders and homicides are down all throughout the city and the state of Maryland?
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's Intimodium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea.
Six 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the man who invented the stocking stuffer, the one, the only, king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. That's a good one. I love that one.
Yeah, I like all that Elvis stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it's rocking. And he was moving, baby, out there.
He was. Hips are moving.
Both the tunnels in good shape southbound. Nothing major there. We've had two different accidents now. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, this time around Connecticut Avenue. There was one on the shoulder at Georgia Avenue. and then coming south on 270 in Montgomery County. New wreck there at Old Georgetown Road. So that area of Montgomery County right now is the busy spot with several different accidents there. The west side outer loop, not bad. Still running with the lanes open between Liberty Road and Frederick Road and then down the hill towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cold and frosty one today, sunny. We will not get above freezing, and the wind chill will put it in single digits. And tomorrow, the midweek warm-up begins. By the end of the week, we'll be in the mid-50s. So just get through the next couple of days. Right now, windy 23 in Ocean City. And it is 16 in Pikesville. Residents of Baltimore City speaking out after a 14-year-old boy was fatally shot in Morrill Park Saturday afternoon. The incident occurred just before 3 p.m. at the intersection of Harmon and Washington. Police said the boy was taken to hospital in critical condition, but later succumbed to his injuries. Residents, you might imagine, expressing shock over the boy's age.
In high school. He just started high school.
Gun violence is on the rise in Baltimore City.
But not according to Mayor Scott and Governor Moore. You know, the Baltimore is going to be facing the... And that's why... And by the way, my fears were confirmed. The D.C. On Capitol Hill, they are now revealing that the report in the whether or not D.C. police were manipulating the crime stats, the chief of police, Pamela Smith, was in the crosshairs in that report. And all of a sudden, she suddenly resigned last week. So I was accurate on that one, at least. But back to the 14-year-old here. This is just... Again, this woman, her name is Andrea, she said something that really kind of sunk home with me and just how tragic this is because an entire generation of young people are being eliminated by gun violence.
And I think that it's a crying out shame. There's nothing being done about it. Our youth is leaving here more than our elderlies, and our elderlies are outliving our youth.
Think about that. You're not supposed to outlive... The parents are not supposed to outlive their children or grandchildren, but that's what's happening in many of these families in Baltimore City. It is the youth are being killed off systematically, and it's the elderly, as she said, are the ones that are the survivors and have to bury their children and grandchildren. That is just tragic at a whole different level. Andrea says that in spite of the pro-criminal general insane asylum run by the supermajority of Democrats. More on them later as the Second Look Act that's already basically claimed several victims, and it just went into law on October 2nd of this year. Andrea says she believes that the strictest of penalties should be meted out for those who murder in Baltimore City.
To take somebody's life, I feel as though if you take a life, your life should not be spared.
Yeah, well, we used to have the death penalty here in the state of Maryland before the bleeding heart do-gooder liberals took over and basically gave, you know, again, this is a pro-criminal state run by pro-criminal politicians at the governor's mansion, at City Hall, at the State House. Everywhere you look. And we'll hear from coming up next, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is going to be here with us, and he's going to be talking about the 287G program. This is an attempt to ban the 287G program, and that is just going to allow more criminals to roam the streets of Maryland and continue to plague these neighborhoods that where the elderlies are outliving the children and grandchildren. But again, we'll... And I just want to repeat that the House Oversight Committee report alleging the D.C. police chief herself, Pamela Smith, fostered a, quote, toxic management culture and manipulated the crime data in the D.C. But now that's been cleaned up thanks to President Trump. One wonders if the same things are happening here. I don't think you know, quite to the level of what's happening in D.C. because a lot of the change was in Marilyn Mosby, gave us Ivan Bates, and then Eric, U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. But one still wonders how some of these stats see the light of day. Imagine losing your ability to hear someone say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or your favorite radio show, or anything for that matter. Your birds chirping, your favorite song, conversations with friends, or your children and grandchildren. It does take a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, no matter what your age, then I would recommend you call Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team, they take a gentle, empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Audiology Associates is the most trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years with offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. I think they're up to 10 offices now. So call 410-944-3100 or online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, 410-944-3100. Tell them I told you to call. They helped me out of my wife out at the Timonium location just last year. All right, coming up next, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is with us on the attempt to ban the ICE 287G program here in the state of Maryland. MS-13 Maryland man is a free man for now. We have the latest on that. And meet the five families of the Democrat Mafia, all still to come at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Being investigated as a homicide, the deaths of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, their bodies found in their Brentwood home in Los Angeles. Alan Hamilton is the LAPD's chief of detectives.
Our detectives will be responding along with our forensic science division and our technical investigation division investigators to conduct a full crime scene investigation and determine the appropriateness of the investigation moving forward.
Rob Reiner was 78. The victims of an anti-Semitic mass shooting in Australia ranged in age from 10 to 87, the latter a Holocaust survivor.
At least 16 people were killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling it an act of anti-Semitic terrorism.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith.
At least 38 others were injured in the attack. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second is under arrest in the hospital in critical condition. I'm Donna Water.
Investigators probing the deadly weekend shooting at Brown University have released a person of interest they had been holding, saying the evidence they have is taking them in a different direction. Two students were killed, nine others injured in the attack. Video shows a gunman dressed in black calmly leaving the scene following the attack. President Trump says there will be retaliation for the weekend ambush of U.S. troops in Syria. Two soldiers and a civilian interpreter were killed. The ISIS-affiliated gunman was also killed. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 246 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our country is held together by small businesses. That's a fact. It's also a fact that 9 out of 10 of those small businesses will fail. Why? Because it's hard, really, really hard to build a profitable business from the ground up today. Pure Talk knows that. They started as a small American wireless company determined to keep their customer service in this country. It worked. And today, Pure Talk is determined to help other small businesses prosper by offering them the same white glove service the big guys get. Same service, same 5G network, at a truly affordable price. Pure Talk is focused on businesses that employ welders and roofers, electricians, plumbers, HVAC techs, the people who keep the lights on. If that sounds like your business, give Pure Talk Business a try and see just how much you could save. Dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who understands the power of small business. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 6 make that 7:03 with traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running okay and under a 5-minute delay, so that's always very good for this time in the morning. And also on the Beltway with the schools opening a little bit late this morning. Nothing major yet. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville down the west side. Lanes are clear and still running okay. A little bit of a buildup in that area, maybe between I-70 and Frederick Road. There is a new accident now from Howard County, Columbia, eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. Had some lane blockage there. Several accidents in Montgomery County, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Georgia Avenue. Again, in the area of Connecticut Avenue and southbound 270 at Old Georgetown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The following local school systems opened 2 hours late today. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County schools all opening 2 hours late. Harford County schools are opening 3 hours late. Queen Anne's County and Kent County schools are closed today. An investigation is underway after a body was found in southeast Baltimore on Saturday afternoon. Police say that body was discovered in the 2100 block of Ashland Avenue. Investigators say there's no word yet on the person's identity or how they died. The medical examiner's office will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Baltimore City remains under a code blue extreme cold alert through today. The bitter cold temperatures can lead to frostbite, hypothermia, or death, and the public should take all precautions to stay warm. Late last month, the state of Maryland reported its first cold-related death of the 2025-26 winter season. And a Baltimore police spokesperson says a teen died on Saturday after being shot. Police say the 14-year-old boy was shot in the 2500 block of Washington Boulevard near Morrell Park, sent to the hospital in critical condition where he later died. No word yet on who shot the boy. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Two catches on 7 targets for 6 yards. That was Zay Flowers' line 2 weeks ago against Cincinnati. Yesterday, a different story.
Bengals bring 4. Jackson towards the end zone, and it is caught. Flowers for the Ravens' touchdown. Lamar Jackson, surgical with that pass.
Spiro Dedis had the call on CBS. 3 for 68 in that 28-yarder for Zay. Part of an efficient 317-yard output by the Ravens offense as Baltimore breaks a 2-game losing streak, shutting out Cincinnati 24-0 the final. It wasn't perfect for Zay, and after the game lamented the 2 that got away.
It's slick. The ball becomes slick. So, I mean, that's on me. We practice in the cold, so I got to catch those.
The game featured 7 plays of 22 yards or more for a struggling Ravens offense and prompted this comment from John Harbaugh after the game.
Our offense, first quarter, we were, you know, just trying to find our way a little bit, you know, and you got to be patient. You
You don't want to be impatient, do something that's going to hurt your team, and they didn't. They were patient.
It wasn't all roses for Baltimore. Injuries rearing their ugly heads again. Both Teddy Buchanan and Chido Awuzie left the game and did not return. Buchanan with a knee. It could be a torn ACL. Elsewhere in the NFL, the return of Philip Rivers after 5 years was a great story, but the Seahawks said not at our expense.
Myers, kick on the way.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Jason Myers, 56-yarder with seconds to play, spoiled the return of the 44-year-old Rivers. The Hawks win at 18-16. Coming up in 30 minutes, David Rubenstein with a history lesson. And that is Done on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And you can download that for free at your app store today. And you can listen live. You can listen on demand whenever you want to listen to the show. You miss something, go back. Listen to an hour or listen to the whole show. So it's our brand new app. Check it out today. It is absolutely free for you there. The other issue I wanted to, we're actually awaiting Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County. So we got to call into him. If he calls in, then we'll get to him right away. But I did want to talk a little about the Army Navy game on Saturday, which Navy won 17-16, and going for it on a fourth and goal. And Army, I thought, had the dominated most of the day, but Navy hung tough. And this is my favorite college game of the year because of the stakes, because this is it. This is the last game they will play, and they then go off to serve their country and are actually willing to put their lives on the line for everybody watching the game and surrounding. So to me, I just said it's a, and then the pomp and circumstance, the march on, etc. But I did. It was really interesting that the president of the United States, Commander in Chief, President Trump, was here in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium, and he was greeted with cheers and mostly cheers. I didn't hear if there were people booing. I certainly didn't hear them. I'm sure there were a few, but. I don't think any of the midshipmen or the cadets would. Maybe some of the other spectators here in Baltimore did. But it was largely cheers. But I wanted to focus in on the coin toss, where at the introduction of the coin toss, this is the referee, by the way. I don't know whether this was scripted or this was on his own, but this is the referee introducing the President of the United States.
Joining me for the coin toss, it is my honor and privilege to introduce the Commander-in-Chief, our President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, thank you for your leadership and your continued support of our service members and our veterans. It's an honor to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
To the men and women who wear the uniform, to all of our veterans and their family members, thank you for your service. Thank you for protecting this great country. And thank you for protecting the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day. To the cadets, the midshipmen, and everyone watching around the world, this is the 126th plane of America's game.
Yeah, just an incredible moment. And then the coin toss. I do think the national anthem was one of the best I've heard. We're going to share that with you coming up in our America 250 celebration next hour. But what a wonderful job done. The flyovers, you know, the I think they were F-18s, if I'm not mistaken. But then they had some choppers from the Army that flew over the stadium. It was electric. It was an incredible atmosphere. But somehow, Governor Moore avoided President Trump. He didn't go over to greet him as the host in the state. I don't even know where Mayor Scott was. I didn't see him anywhere in the coverage, so he probably didn't even show up. I don't know for a fact. But you would think the governor of the state would put aside his petty, hyper-partisan differences and go over and shake the man's, look the man in the eye, shake his hand and say, "Welcome to Baltimore, Mr. President." He failed to do that, and I think that tells you a lot about the lack of leadership of Governor Westmore. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, we were working on this fire call. We knew it was in Hampden, just trying to get more information. Looks like it's closer now to 36th Street around Chestnut Avenue in that area. That's an active fire call there. The fire department's been working on that active fire when they pulled up, and they're still at the scene. So all of that's still going on. So again, that local traffic in Hampden, just a heads up. There's a broken down vehicle on the ramp exiting from 95 South onto Caton Avenue. It's a big old tractor trailer. There's room to get by to the right. They have a heavy duty wrecker already there, but it's a little bit slow on the exit ramp, not affecting 95 on the main line. If you're traveling through Howard County in Columbia, direct eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and frosty one today, partly sunny. Temperatures will not get above freezing. Wind chills will be in the single digits. Tomorrow's midweek warm-up begins. By the end of the week, we're going to be in the mid-50s. So how about that? Looking pretty good. Just hang through today, tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at 18 degrees and mostly clear in Severn, and it is 17 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So I just mentioned how both Governor Moore and President Trump were at the Army-Navy game and visited the respective sidelines, but did not meet. I think it was incumbent upon Governor Moore to seek out the president, extend his hand, and welcome him to Maryland. But that, as I said, petty partisan politics. And the other is that he did welcome President Trump on Friday with a video and an interview. I think it was on MSDNC channel, whatever the hell they're calling that disaster right now, saying that President Trump was throwing 1980s tropes about Baltimore in a lot of what he had to say. And so then he put out a video. It's all about him. Have you noticed that, Westmore? It's not about Maryland. It's not about Baltimore and his so-called leave no one behind nonsense. It's all about him. He has got a little bit of the narcissistic disorder, I think, going on there. Much like, and this is bipartisan, much like we saw with Lockdown Larry, another narcissist that thought he was going to be president one day. So I just think that was just a poor showing, a lack of leadership. Special moment Friday at the White House in the Oval Office. The surviving members of the 1980 USA Olympic hockey team were at the White House wearing the white cowboy hats that they wore before they went and upset the Soviets what was called the Miracle on Ice. And President Trump welcomed them at the White House to mark their feat, their accomplishment, with a special gold medal.
These are the men who gave us one of the most storied athletic wins of all time. It's called the Miracle on Ice, and I guess that's what it was.
The gold medal game was actually Finland, but upsetting the Soviets, they were a professional team that had actually just routed the American team just days before. And that was a very special moment, and I will remember it just like I remember where I was during the moon landing, watching that incredible hockey game, 1980 Lake Placid, New York, with the home crowd just going crazy. The Democrats cherry-picking Epstein photos once again. They put out a photo President Trump, which looked, they tried to make you believe it was a bunch of underage girls, and they had all their faces blacked out with black boxes, and in the latest treasure trove of Epstein photos that were released, and it turns out they were models. They were not underage, and they all, and this is a photo that had previously been, you know, put out before. It was public. It wasn't anything part of the Epstein tranche, if you will. And every single one of those models said President Trump acted like a gentleman around them, which cannot be the same, I said, for Jeff Epstein, that's for sure. But they continue to try to drag President Trump into this Epstein nonsense, and here's what he said about that.
I haven't seen it, but I mean, everybody knew this man. He was all over Palm Beach. He has photos with everybody. I mean, almost, there are hundreds and hundreds of people that have photos with him, so that's no big deal. I know nothing about it.
The Trump Education Department, Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, will be in Maryland today. She's on the Eastern Shore in Cambridge. They also said they found more than $1 billion in student aid fraud. As to the Indiana Senate GOP, President Trump said they should be ashamed of themselves. Quote, Republicans in the Indiana State Senate who voted against a majority in the House of Representatives should be ashamed of themselves. Headed by a total loser named Rod Bray, every one of these people should be primary. And I will be there to help. Indiana, which I won big, is the only state in the union to do this. End of quote. And remember, there's speculation that it might have been a deal cut with Maryland Democrats. No proof, no evidence as of yet. But, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and there are too many of them in this particular case. Tulsi Gabbard says of the Afghans let in by Joe Biden during that operation, that botched withdrawal, Operation Welcome Allies, or Allies Welcome, whatever it was called, she said there are a number of terrorists that they believe that got into the country.
Of that number, right, we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Right. At least 2,000 that have ties, they're either known or suspected of being terrorists or have ties to terrorism. It's like a ticking time bomb. And just like in Australia at Bondi Beach, or whether it's here at Brown University or anywhere else in the country, you're not quite sure when you let an Islamic individual in this country, you don't know whether they're an Islamic fundamentalist or whether they're an Islamic, they basically ignore that part of Islam and the Quran, which commands them to either enslave the infidel or to kill them. And that's what we see in so many of these, this globalized, the intifada that Mamdani made famous many moons ago. And that's the way it went down. 330 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Ryan Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040.
That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is 7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, active fire call there in Hamden. Again, around the area, if you're in Hamden, 36th Street, Chestnut Avenue, a lot of activity going on there. This broken down tractor trailer is partially blocking the ramp from South Bell 95 exiting onto Caton Avenue. There's enough room to get by to the right. It's a big tractor trailer. A couple of wreckers are there. Looks like a state highway truck is behind it. 95 on the main line has no impact at all for the traffic going south. That is after 395 going out to the Beltway. Just looked at both the Harbor Tunnels very quickly while we're in that area. All the lanes are open. Looks like they might still be working on that wreck in Howard County on eastbound Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold and frosty today, partly sunny, and we won't get above freezing. Wind chill single digits, and we start to warm up tomorrow. Right now it is mostly clear, 17 in Columbia, and it is 17 in Ellicott City. Tampon Tim wants to bring more Somalis to Minnesota. Despite the growing fraud scandal reaching now into the billions. Washington Free Beacon reporting that Walls pledges to welcome more Somalis into Minnesota as evidence of the staggering fraud scheme makes national headlines. And he said, quote, "We're going to defend our neighbors. Instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in." And here from Stephen Miller is now... It's just a stunning statistic of the welcoming Somali immigrants into the United States.
According to official government records, 90% of Somali households with children are on federal welfare. The real number is probably 100% because federal records always undercount. So you're talking about a population that has been imported into Minnesota, in which virtually every single member of that population is receiving welfare from the federal government. This could very well end up, Laura, being the greatest financial fraud scandal in American history.
But wait, there's more. Luxury cars, private villas, overseas wire transfers. CBS News, one of the first, besides Fox and Newsmax, and again, one of the first Alphabet Network to report on this, said they've got dozens of files of photos that reveal how the Minnesota fraudsters blew through hundreds of millions of dollars, taxpayer money, as part of one of the biggest COVID fraud schemes in the country. The files document a spending spree in which defendants, many of Somali descent, took taxpayer money meant to feed hungry children, used to buy cars, property, jewelry. Videos show them popping champagne at an opulent Maldives resort. In a text message, one defendant boasts, "You are going to be the richest 25-year-old, inshallah," meaning God willing. Some of this money has been rumored or suggested has gotten in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a terrorist network in Somalia and in parts of Africa. And Scott Besson's Treasury Department has now been tasked with investigating the origin of the money, where the money ended up, and how they conducted this fraud on the American people. But again, that's Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz, the Attorney General Keith Ellison, and of course Ilhan Omar, who, by the way, is now claiming her son was pulled over by ICE. There's no evidence of that happening, but that's the latest from Ilhan Omar. Speaking of the squad, Socialist AOC has now blown $50,000 on luxury hotels and fine dining in recent months while demonizing the rich. You remember he used to do that? Bolshevik Bernie, remember that? He used to criticize the millionaires before he became one. Now it's the billionaires that we got to get. AOC dropped $50,000 on hotels and meals in Puerto Rico as well as a San Juan venue where she was caught on tape grooving at the August Bad Bunny concert. So again, these are people that espouse socialism and Marxism, but only for others, not for themselves. Apparently, she stayed at the first-class adults-only Palacio Provincial, situated within the historic early 19th century building in Puerto Rico, and she paid $4,000 to another hotel in Puerto Rico as well. So again, all told, you're looking at 50 grand. Taxpayer money, by the way. This was not her private money. This was taxpayer money. And Jazzy Crockett's finances now have been exposed, subject to personal liens, while she spends $50,000 to $100,000 of taxpayer cash on limos, luxury hotels, just in this year. And remember, she is running for Senate. And that's why her Senate run is so important to her and soon to be loathed by many Democrats, because she wants to cash in and become one of the millionaires in the United States Senate, because this is chump change for her being just in the lowly Texas 30 district in the House. She wants more money. She wants to be able to trade just like Nancy Pelosi and others like her as well. So just the latest on the grifters, the schemers, and the fraudsters that have been elected in Minnesota, New York, and in Texas as well. Don't forget our good friends at Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor. They're wonderful. They have over 70 different brands on display in their stunning showroom. By the way, they're expanding their showroom shortly, and so you get even more of the best brands. You can find everything for any kind of budget, whether you're on a fixed budget or whether you're just on no money. The cost is not an option at all. You don't have to be concerned about it. They've got everything there at, of course, Town Appliance. So go by, check it out. Tell them I told you to call or go in. And that's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. They'll be seeing me shortly. I'm in the market for a new fridge now. All right, coming up right after the 7:30 news, we're going to take a look at MS-13 Maryland Man. Is a free man for now. But that could change. And we'll introduce you to the five families of the Democrat Mafia as they're currently constructed. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Sitting in for Maggie Hunter once again. Here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. These school systems are opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County schools all open 2 hours late. In Harford County, the schools are opening 3 hours late. And the Queen Anne's County and Kent County schools are closed today. DEA and Baltimore police officials say they've successfully dismantled three drug organizations operating in the Penn North neighborhood areas. Officials say 19 people were indicted and are suspected for the widespread opioid overdoses last July. Investigators seized over $10,000, weapons, and drugs like heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Maryland State Police investigating the death of an inmate at the Jessup Correctional Institute. 23-year-old Deion Smith was found unresponsive around 8 p.m. on Saturday and was declared dead by emergency medical workers. Another inmate is suspected of killing him. The investigation is ongoing, and once complete, the results will be forwarded to the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office for review. A special session of the Maryland General Assembly to elect a new House Speaker will be held tomorrow. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order calling for the session after Adrienne Jones announced she would be stepping down from the leadership role. House Democrats are expected to nominate Joseline Pena Melnick for the position. House and Senate leaders say redistricting will not be on the agenda. The regular General Assembly session will convene on Wednesday, January 14, 2026. In Baltimore City, a cold blue extreme cold alert is in effect this morning, triggered by the very low temperatures and wind chills. The health commissioner declares the alert as a multi-agency effort to reduce hypothermia deaths of the homeless, older adults, and other vulnerable populations. Well, coming up next, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 674, and the pick 4 was 8800. Now, with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway's southwest side, inner loop at Camp Meade Road. That's the ramp right before the BW Parkway. I'm looking at the live shot here back at I-97, and we're backed up there. So I-97 northbound now from Ferndale coming up from 648. You're going to have a delay on that long ramp as you're coming up to the Beltway, and then you'll be slow, 648 up to the accident scene at 170. We'll try to get which lane is affected there, but that's the only really big slowdown on the Beltway right now. We're still running clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. We had several accidents earlier along the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County around Georgia Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, and at one point there was a wreck on 270 southbound at Old Georgetown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Speaking of wind chill, the wind chill in Cincinnati at game time yesterday was -9 degrees. So the Ravens defense brought the heat.
11th play of the drive that began at their 20. Here they come. Burrow running for his life, and he is brought down.
Spiro Dedis had the call on CBS. Huge play by Tavius Robinson, snuffing out a Bengals drive in the first quarter and setting the tone for a Ravens defense. 4 sacks, 2 picks, a defensive score as the Ravens shut down and shut out Joe Burrow and the Bengals. 24-0 was the final. After the game, D lineman Draymond Jones on the feeling in the postgame.
Super proud. I mean, every lineman in there, D lineman, ear to ear, smiling because we work so hard. We prep it all the time, and you know, rushing the passer is a thing we focus on each and every day, so it's good when everything comes into life.
Now, Friday afternoon in Charm City was perhaps a watershed day for Baltimore baseball as David Rubenstein and the ownership group opened up their wallets and welcomed Pete Alonso into the fold. Rubenstein taking the mic, offering this history lesson.
When I was in high school in Baltimore in 1966, the Orioles brought onto the team a young 30-year-old player who was going to meld with the young players that the team already had, like Jim Palmer, Brooks Robinson. And that player's name was Frank Robinson. And the result was we won a World Series that year.
Ironically, the two transactions occurred 65 years and a day apart. Let's hope the World Series part comes next. Maryland basketball Saturday night in College Park, schooled in the second half by the Michigan Wolverines. Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Yaxel Lendenberg, 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists. Number 2 Michigan outscores Maryland 44-23 over the final 15, waltzing their way to a 101-83 win. The Wolverines came into College Park, by the way, with 6 straight wins by 25 points or more. And finally, there's a lot of reasons to turn away from college sports these days, but then a story like Fernando Mendoza lures you back. The Hoosier signal caller leading Indiana to the nation's number 1 ranking became the first IU player to ever win the Heisman Trophy, and then his speech.
Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life.
Mendoza's mother, Elsa, in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis, weeping from the audience. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Army-Navy, a smashing success.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, the Fernando Mendoza story, just for a second, from IU, is really a tremendous story. Lightly recruited, yep. Wasn't highly thought of. His third school finally lands at Indiana, leads them to the number one ranking, the Heisman Trophy, and then the speech. When this guy gets in front of the microphone, Sean, and we played him before,
yep.
It's just that you have to listen.
It's magic, and the fact that he dedicated the Heisman Trophy to his mom, who battles MS, is just an incredible moment for college football. In a season, I think, that's been largely ruined by NIL.
Absolutely.
And all that other stuff. There are these moments. And President Trump talked about it over the weekend. He said this whole NIL thing. It was when he had the Olympic hockey team in on Friday, the Miracle on Ice team. They were talking about how NIL has ruined everything. But this is a moment to cherish.
And, you know, you talk about magic moments. I thought the Army-Navy game just in general was magic. President Trump was there, obviously. You know, the national anthem was even more meaningful.
We're going to play that.
And they had the scenes from Federal Hill Park with the cannon. I mean, just, you know, the Army-Navy name is great every year. But when it's in Baltimore, you pay special attention, obviously. Yeah. And just the pageantry and the imagery was fabulous.
And a good game. A lot of people were saying, yeah, it's a lot of running. I said, it goes back to single-wing football. But it is a great game. It's these two teams just going at it for 60 minutes. It just was incredible.
It kind of takes you back to where you, like, maybe were a fan back in the 1930s and 40s, where you can imagine what that was like.
Well, Gary, you would know about that, but not I.
Thank you. No, I'm imagining it, Sean.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. There he was, MS-13 Maryland man on Friday outside the ICE detention facility where he was, again, you watch all these dough-headed lefties that don't understand this guy is a wife beater. He's a gangbanger. He's an alleged human trafficker. They're all basically celebrating his temporary release from ICE. And they were all together chanting like these lefties do.
We are all Kilmer.
We are all Kilmer.
We are all Kilmer.
We are all Kilmer.
Todos somos Kilmer.
Todos somos Kilmer.
Todos somos Kilmer.
Todos somos Kilmer.
Lefty dupe Glenn Ivey from the Maryland congressional delegation welcomed him home.
Kilmer, welcome home. You're going to get to stay this time when we fight.
We win.
And we will not stop fighting.
His home was actually El Salvador. Okay? He is in the country illegally. This is not his home. He broke into our home. But Glenn Ivey, who allegedly is a smart man, doesn't know the difference. But now, of course, MS-13 Maryland man was celebrating the fact that he's free, free, free at last.
Estoy aquí como un hombre libre y siempre recuérdenme así, con la cabeza en alto.
I stand before you as a free man, and I want you to remember me this way, with my head held up high.
And said he's going to keep fighting, you know, so he can maybe traffic in more human beings.
I want to tell everybody who is also suffering family separation, God is with you. This is a process. Keep fighting.
His wife is familiar with his fighting. She's been battered around like a rag doll on a couple of occasions. There's audio of her 911 calls. Remember, we played him here on the show making a complaint against her husband or boyfriend, whatever it is, abusing her. So the judge, Paula Ginnis, an Obama appointee in Maryland, ordered the immediate release of Garcia, arguing that he had been detained without lawful authority. She wrote, since Abrego Garcia's return from wrongful detention to El Salvador, he has been re-detained again without lawful authority. For this reason, the court will grant Garcia's petition for immediate release from ICE custody. Garcia also asked the activist judge to grant a TRO, blocking the feds from rearresting him. So she granted that and blocked ICE from detaining Abrego Garcia. So that's going to get appealed. He's going to lose. And he's going to be out of this country We just don't know when. But that day is coming. His freedom is fleeting, as they say. But I'm curious how the judge writes, without lawful authority. Well, the judicial branch does not have lawful authority on executing immigration policy. That would be the executive branch. And since an immigration judge had already ordered him to be deported, just not to El Salvador, and that was the mistake, they sent him to the wrong country. That doesn't mean that he gets to come back here and he gets a do not pass, go do not collect $200 or whatever, report directly to jail. He basically is, it's a waiting game now, because the Trump administration is going to appeal this. They're going to win on appeal, and MS-13 Maryland man is going to be out of this country one day, and then all of this nonsense can be. But look at the time, the effort, the money that has been wasted on this individual, this illegal alien. All right, right now, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we're opening up the phone lines, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, just come in and reserve your spot right now. You get to match wits with Kristen and Chuck. It's a two-person panel today, so call right now, reserve your spot. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here is the king, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Artie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The inner loop a little slow yet. It's better than it was 15 minutes ago, but still slow. The wreck is on the inner loop at Camp Mead Road right before the BW Parkway. At one point, we had some lane blockage there, and now this ramp, this very long ramp from I-97 onto the inner loop, much better speeds there. Not totally up to speed, but getting better. So it looks like the wreck may be off to the side now on the inner loop. There are a couple of areas on the Beltway where they're fighting the bright sunshine. The west side now from I-70 down through Wilkins Avenue. The inner loop is slowing up through the construction area towards the bridge at I-70. If you're on the Dundalk side, there was a new accident there. Was a rescue reported at North Point Boulevard at Trap Road. It's time to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. You better get it done now. I mean, it's almost too late. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, and thermostats. Get everything done for the winter scene. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold and frosty today, partly sunny and freezing, literally. Won't get above it. And wind chill in the single digits. Tomorrow, midweek warm-up begins, and then by the end of the week, we may see temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now, we're looking at windy at 23 in Ocean City, and it is 20 and partly cloudy in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. No contestant this morning. That means it's the Gal Pal exclusively. The Gal Pal team. The gal being Kristen Hagrick, the pal.
You think?
Thank you
well,
for clarifying.
Unless you're identifying as something else, Chuck, I give you an opportunity.
I don't even know who the hell I really am.
What are your pronouns?
Huh?
I-O-U?
Probably.
That's exactly what it is.
IBF, I-O-U,
all right.
S-O-S.
All right, so we'll have to do the coin toss. I don't have a coin here, so we'll have to do... All right, let's see.
Ladies first.
Ladies first? Okay, that saved me some time.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
You don't like that?
Safe.
You want to go men first?
That works into a strategy. Yes, right. I'll give men first.
Yeah, you want to go men first? Oh, we're going to have
quickly
to.
Quickly correct.
All right. So pick a number between 1 and 5. I've written the number down here. It's on the piece of paper. Kristen, what do you say?
3.
Kristen, 3. Chuck?
6.
Okay. The number is 4, as you can see there. Kristen being closest by picking 3, you get the choice of whether to go first or second.
I will go second.
All right.
Go first.
Very good.
Dirty rat.
Dirty He's rat. Trying to divide us. We should be 2 against 1. We're letting him divide.
I'm not trying to divide. I'm just trying to get an order here. Much like Chuck does every day. Story 1. The NAACP has countered the cosmetic giant Pantone, which named Cloud Dancer as their color of the year, with their own hue. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the civil rights organization will now name anthracite as its color of the year. That is a black color. Story 2. Minnesota High School has threatened to suspend students who talk positively about ICE agents. Adina High has warned that making reference to the work of ICE agents and President Trump's policy of mass deportation goes against the culture the school is trying to foster. And story three, a new children's book set to be released later next year, Abortion is Everything, calls it a superpower. The book is described as Abortion is Everything speaks directly to 5 to 8 year olds about what abortion is, how it might feel, and why people have abortions. Story one, NAACP announces anthracite as its color of the year. Story two, Minnesota high school threatens to suspend students who talk positively about ICE. Or story three, new children's book targeted at 5 to 8 year olds calls abortion a superpower. All right, Mr. Chuck.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I think it's time to go home.
You can at 9.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Whitaker.
What a guy. One.
Chuck goes for one. Kristen?
I think I agree. I could see the two education stories being true, and I've never heard of that shade. But maybe that's because I'm white, and I have white privilege. I don't know. But I say one, also.
Okay. Yeah, we'll play that Kentucky Democrat on white privilege a little bit later on in the show. Story one is our fake news story of the day.
Thank
you.
So,
good job.
Thank you. Kristen still is the overall leader, according to the official, unofficial statistician. But Chuck has, after slumping for a long time, has now been getting a little bit hot of late. So Chuck's making a comeback, just like Brill Cream.
Something you're not familiar with at all.
See,
your back hair.
I wanted you to feel good about yourself before you left this bit.
I felt good about myself when I walked in this morning. Then I heard your voice, and then I was done.
Thank you for those for that compliment. I appreciate
it. Getting in all my conversation before 6 o'clock. Mind your business.
I am. All right. Thank you, sir. See you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore on the academic record controversy about his thesis at Oxford. The special session is tomorrow, the General Assembly, and his promise that there'll be no proposed new taxes that comes out of it. You got to be careful. Listen, you got to parse every word of these wild and wascally Democrats as we move into the next big General Assembly session. Also, again, a mother blasting the Second Look Act after her daughter was part of a triple homicide when two, not one, but two criminals were released after the Second Look Act was passed here in Maryland. And we will play the Kentucky Democrat and her look on outlook on white privilege. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. 7:50, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Tell it on the mountain. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, old Whiskey Nuts himself, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thank you. Miss Casey, good morning once again. No bounce side of the BW Parkway. A new problem now between 197 and 198. We had one right there last week, same spot. And it's backed up again today, back here right to the ramp at 197, so very slow. And, of course, the parkway through that area is only two lanes each way, and anything that blocks a lane takes 50% of the capacity right off the roadway on the northbound side. So big backup there. Active fire call, still working on it in Hamden. A lot of activity there. 34th Street, Chestnut Avenue, a lot of local traffic blocked off. Streets are icy with all the water and everything else, so definitely be prepared for that. Not too far from Falls Road to the east of that area. Baltimore County on the Dundalk side with a wreck, and it was a rescue at Trap Road at North Point Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Flex 45, weather authority forecast, cloudy, frosty, partly sunny, freezing today. Wind chills down into the single digits. And then the big warm-up begins tomorrow through midweek. By the end of the week, we may well be into the mid-50s. So just the next couple of days seem to be the biggest concern. Right now, mostly sunny, 18 in Severn, and it is 17 in Bel Air. David Marcus over at Fox News has an op-ed I wanted to share with you here this morning. He said, look, the Democrats are very, very old, venerable party, and it's such a lot of rules, a lot of buffers, and yes, this thing of theirs, it is centers of power. You might even call them families, the like the five families. I know you've heard that before, that reference. Now, these families, so to speak, they aren't technically at war with each other, but they could be, at least not usually. They do have their own interests and priorities. Sometimes conflicts do arise. To truly understand the party and where it's going, you have to understand the five families who lead it. So let's take a look at it, huh? One by one. The San Francisco family. The boss, Nancy Pelosi. The capos, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom. Over the past several years, Nancy, the gavel Pelosi, has positioned the San Francisco family, once a fringe backwater, into the most powerful of the five. Not only did Pelosi whack the second-term ambitions of the party's old boss, Joey Knapps Biden, but she hand-selected Frisco's own Kamala Cackles Harris to replace him. Old Lady Pelosi might not be the Speaker of the House anymore, but who do we find leading the presidential primary polling today in the party? Why, none other than Gavin the Peacock Newsom. Another San Francisco treat, and a testament to its family's outsized power. While the family has traditionally been the party's most left-leaning, the title faces a challenge from the Northern family. That would be Minneapolis boss Tim Walz, the capos there, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Fry, and Keith Ellison. The Minneapolis family, led by Timmy Whitey Walz, an extremely good earner, as we're finding out every day, is one that's surpassing San Francisco's legendary leftism. Ilhan, the in-law, Omar, is the best example. Her political vision, one of reparations where buy through legislation, or sometimes, you know, just graft, money goes from native-born Americans to immigrant groups like Minnesota's Somali community, who will not assimilate. Key to the operation of the Minneapolis family is Mayor Jacob the Kneeler Fry, Even though he almost got knocked off in the recent election by one of the very smally politicians he regularly panders to, Fry's main job is to exemplify for white Minnesotans and Americans at large why their culture should be abandoned and replaced by the blessings of third world corruption. The New York boss, Chuck Schumer, Capos, AOC, Zohran Mamdani, and Hakeem Jeffries. There's no family with more history or more current political power in Washington than in New York, and yet it finds itself in chaos. Even with Chucky five-term Schumer in charge of the Senate Democrats and Hakeem the Scheme Jeffries running the party in the House, it is the younger Capos moving on that power. Alexandria the Face, Ocasio-Cortez, has assembled a socialist crew headed up by Mayor-elect Zohran Smiley Mamdani. Dan the Rich Boy Goldman is up there as well. The Chicago boss is Barack Obama. Capos are J.B. Pritzker and Rombo Deadfish Emanuel. In normal times, Barry Obama would be the national boss of bosses, but the former two-time president, as his grasp on the party seems to be waning in these days. And there's Rahm the Suit Emanuel trying to be the next boss, but the problem is that the party voters don't want a socialist in banker's clothing anymore. They just want a socialist. That leaves J.B. Pritzker as one of the capos. His nickname in the family, Double Cheeseburger, is moving on to national prominence by being a pebble in the shoe of President Donald Trump. And finally, South Carolina boss James Clyburn. Despite the shifting winds of the party across the country, the South Carolina family, with its long-serving boss Jim, the kingmaker Clyburn, still plays by the old-school rules and is looking to expand its power. The kingmaker wants his Palmetto State primary to take out Iowa and New Hampshire and become the party's first in the nation, giving his family, perhaps the most moderate of the five now, even a bigger say in choosing the next capo de capi to run for the White House on the party ticket. And now that you know the five families and the five bosses, you have been forewarned about the Democrat Party. That's great stuff. Thank you, David Marcus, over at Fox News for that. All right, coming up next, Kevin Moore weighs in on his academic record, the special session, and the upcoming General Assembly session. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A legendary actor and director is dead, along with his wife. The bodies of Rob Reiner and wife Michelle Singer found in their Brentwood home in Los Angeles. The LAPD is investigating it as a potential homicide. Mass shooting targeting people celebrating Hanukkah on Australia's Bondi Beach has left at least 15 people dead. The accused gunman, a father and son, the 50-year-old father shot and killed by police. The son is hospitalized in critical condition while a bystander is being hailed as a hero.
Video footage posted to social media shows a passerby dressed in a white T-shirt and dark pants crouching behind a parked car before sneaking up behind a gunman, grabbing him, and wrestling away his firearm. The bystander then points the weapon at the gunman, who falls to the ground. The intervention drew wide praise, including from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said in a statement, quote, "A man walking up to a gunman who had fired on the community and single-handedly disarming him, that man is a genuine hero." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Presidential condolences to the families of the victims of Saturday's deadly shooting at Brown University.
To the nine injured, get well fast, and to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
A manhunt for a suspect goes on, authorities releasing a person of interest they had been holding. The attack Saturday set off hours of chaos across the Ivy League campus. Hundreds of officers searched for the gunman and urged students and staff to shelter in place. A Syrian security guard who attacked and killed several U.S. citizens, two of them soldiers, one civilian in Syria, had joined the internal security forces a couple of months earlier, according to a Syrian official. On Wall Street, Dow futures 238 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cold comes swiftly to Ukraine, and for elderly Jews like Olga, it can be deadly. She's 79 years old. She lives in a small village where there is no indoor plumbing, no bathroom, or reliable access to heating. And each day, she has to pump water from a well, even in sub-zero temperatures. To use the restroom, she has to walk through the bitter cold to reach an outhouse. Her meager pension is not enough to cover food, medicine, and heat. Poverty threatens to consume her life. But when all seems lost, Olga received a nourishing food box, emergency lighting, and a warm blanket. You know, this aid is a life-saving gift for someone like Olga. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and that staff, they lifted her spirits and they reminded her she's not forgotten. Today, thousands of elderly Jews across Ukraine and the former Soviet Union face similar struggles. Their homes are fragile against the cold, their resources are scarce, and their health is fragile, too. For them, winter is not just a season, but a fight for survival. Learn more at urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway northbound is the slow area right now. The accident between 197 and 198. I see a wrecker coming up now right at the ramp at 197. So working their way up to that to get the roadway cleared. But that's a pretty good size backup right now on the northbound side. Some areas on the beltway with the snow and the sun this morning. Right, sunshine and delays. Anywhere you're going south and east right now, you have to factor that in. There's a new fire call in the city, Federal Street at Gay Street. That's northeast of downtown in Hamden. They're still working. That was an active scene this morning around 34th Street at Chestnut Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An investigation is underway after a body was found in southeast Baltimore Saturday afternoon. Police say the body was discovered in the 2100 block of Ashland Avenue. Investigators say there's no word yet on the person's identity or how they died. The medical examiner's office will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Members of Baltimore's Jewish community took part in the annual menorah lighting at McKeldin Plaza with their thoughts on the Hanukkah terrorist attack in Australia. Baltimore Jewish Council Executive Director Howard Libet says it was important to stay strong and attend the menorah lighting. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen, who is Jewish, also attended the lighting, where he spoke about the ongoing effort to fight anti-Semitism. There was increased security in place during the event. And Baltimore City remains under a code blue extreme cold alert through today. The bitter cold temperatures can lead to frostbite, hypothermia, or death, and the public should take all precautions to stay warm. Late last month, the state reported its first cold-related death of the winter season. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens yesterday making their fans feel a little warmer about this team. The 24-0 shutout of the Bengals and icy Cincinnati leaves the team's record at 7-7, half game behind Pittsburgh in the North, and per NFL.com increased Baltimore's playoff chances to 48%. Post-game reaction first from head coach John Harbaugh.
I'm really proud of these guys. I'm really proud of the effort and the way they stick together and the way they played together. It was our best football game of the year, complimentary football, all three phases.
Later, Lamar on the difference between games one and two versus Cincinnati.
I hate those guys 2 weeks ago. They did some great things, but like I said, you know, I feel like if the turnovers didn't happen, all of those turnovers didn't happen, we would have had a chance and turn the ball over one time today.
Meanwhile, on the Bengals side, head coach Zach Taylor, unhappy with his offense.
It really starts with our offense getting shut out. That's not who we are. That's unacceptable. Never saw that coming. You know, I think we had five trips, you know, to their side of the field.
But to be fair, Aloy Gilman says a lot of that had to do with the Ravens' defense.
December football, that's what we preached about. You know, how can we get better in December and be the best, be at our peak? Everything we did in the past is what it is, but want to be at our best in December, and we took the right step today.
Next up for the Ravens is the Patriots, beaten yesterday by the Bills, an historic comeback from down 21 points, snapping New England's 10-game winning streak. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Browns drubbed by the Bears 31-3. Commanders snap an 8-game losing streak. They beat the Giants 29-21, and the Broncos and the Rams have clinched NFL playoff spots. Coming up in 30 minutes, Orioles slugger Pete Alonso says, let's go win some games. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And I'd love to hear from you coming up in this hour. We're going to take a look at several things, including Rush Limbaugh had went back into the Rush archives and dug up an interesting tidbit on James Comey. You're going to hear what Rush said about Jim Comey coming up. And we have that Kentucky Democrat on white privilege that we didn't get to on Friday. A mother is blasting the Second Look Act after her daughter's murder, part of a triple homicide after not one but two folks serving long sentences were released from the during the Second Look Act, which passed in the last pro-criminal general insane asylum session here in Maryland. But our top story, Governor Tax Moore added again a disturbing pattern of behavior. As we discussed on Friday, the Washington Free Beacon, with a story about Governor Moore's thesis, which nobody can find. Oxford can't find it. The White House, it wasn't part of the fellowship application to the White House. They don't have it. I would think the governor would know where it is, and he could put all these rumors to rest by supplying a copy of his thesis. Now, I'm not disputing that he attended Oxford. I'm not disputing that he graduated from Oxford. But I am asking the question, why does somebody like Wes Moore, remember I was born in Baltimore, not. Remember, I was a bronze. He never said I was a Bronze Star recipient, but he never discouraged people who thought he was a Bronze Star recipient. And, of course, again, we see all this stuff. I stand with the people? No, he's not standing with the people when it comes to the energy problem here in the MPRP project. And no one, leave no one behind. Now, a lot of folks are being left behind. So his thesis was titled Radical Islam in Latin America in the Late 20th Century and Its Middle Eastern Roots. But on his resume, which was attached to the White House fellowship application, it was listed as the rise and ramification of radical Islam in the Western Hemisphere. Now, look, you can certainly decide to change the title of your thesis, but if it was whatever the thesis was that you submitted at Oxford, If it changed when he was at Oxford, that's one thing. But if he changed it after the fact, it was changed to curry favor and get hired to be working under Condi Rice in the Bush White House, which, again, and a pattern of embellishment when there doesn't need to be one. Okay? He certainly served in the military. He certainly went to Oxford, graduated. I was born in Baltimore. And then allowing people to believe he was a Bronze Star recipient. In fact, on that, I remember Mackenzie Frost pressed him pretty hard once this you-know-what hit the fan.
I do regret the fact that I didn't go back and change it. Honestly, I'd forgotten about it after I put together the application. It was nearly 20 years ago, and I honestly just forgot about it. It was an honest mistake.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people saying it's stolen valor, including members of the military that say that, you may not be claiming that you're a Bronze Star recipient, but when people describe you as a Bronze Star recipient, you could have been very easily to tell Colbert, and I think it was Oprah, the other one, I think, or Gail, I can't remember. It was one of those talk shows. May have been Oprah, where you could have said, no, I am not a Bronze Star recipient. I was recommended for the award, but as to this date, I have not received it. That would be truthful. That would be the honest thing to do. And then you wouldn't have an honest mistake where you're allowing people to think that you're a Bronze Star recipient, only to have them scramble later to find you one. And of course, there are a lot of military that I talk with upset at. But it's not so much whether or not he changed the thesis title. It is this disturbing pattern of behavior with this governor that feels this need to embellish his credentials when, frankly, there was no need to. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Northbound BW Parkway is still slow. The wreck was between 197 and 198. About 10 minutes ago, we saw the wrecker heading northbound through there, so we'll keep an eye on that. Came down here, just happened to see some data that Route 100 westbound. Hang on just one second.
Go right ahead.
There we go.
Take a look at that camera.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was throat.
Oh, sorry.
And not even a bad throat, just a little clog. Maybe need some Drano or something. westbound Route 100, right after the ramp at I-97, is really stacked up here. I had no report of any problem, but obviously there's something between here at 170 at Camp Meade Road and over towards the Parkway. So I have to get an idea what's going on there, but it is really backed up on the westbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. Active fire call in the city. The new one, Federal Street at Gay Street. That was a two-alarm fire in Hamden, 34th Street in the area at Chestnut Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rather cold and frosty today. It's not going to get above freezing. Wind chills are going to make it feel like single digits, rather. And then the big warm-up begins midweek. So just get through the next couple days, day and a half or so, and we'll be A-OK. Right now, sunny, 17 in Reisterstown. That's it. And it's 17 in Owings Mills. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, it is time for Fort McHenry, of course. It's time for our America 250 birthday celebration. And we've changed it up today only because I was inspired by the national anthem that was sung prior to the Army-Navy game with both the Army and the Navy Glee Club, the choirs. They all participated, and boy, did they sound amazing.
rendition by the combined choirs and glee clubs of the Army and the Navy singing our national anthem. It was very inspirational and moving. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. On this day in 1791, the Bill of Rights, comprising the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, took effect. And again, it was a lot of effort, a lot of writing, and a lot of horse trading went on to get the Bill of Rights there. But that's the first 10 amendments. And then it would go on to be amended 17 times more after the Bill of Rights. 1890, Sioux Indian leader Sitting Bull was killed in a skirmish with U.S. soldiers along the Grand River in South Dakota. 1939, the premiere in Atlanta of Gone with the Wind, an American film classic. 1945, U.S. General Doug MacArthur ordered an end to state Shintoism in Japan. If you're not familiar with that, that's the key belief that the emperor was a divine being. But because the U.S. government supports freedom of religion, it did not place an outright ban on Shintoism in Japan. 1990, the landmark right to die case. A jury judge cleared the way for the parents of Nancy Cruzan to remove their daughter from life support systems. And it was on this day in 2011, the United States formally ended its long military mission in Iraq in a solemn ceremony at Baghdad's International Airport. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta declared the war is over that had begun in 2003. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So the question would be, why then would Governor Moore, who was, again, attended the finest prep schools, he went to a military academy, and then he went to a school, and he was not born in Baltimore. He was born in, I think, Tacoma Park, if I'm not mistaken. But then they was raised basically in New York, went to school in New York, went to a military academy, and then, of course, led a charmed life. And then, obviously, he did enlist in the military and served there, went to Oxford, and then he was hired by this big nonprofit, the Robin Hood Foundation. So he basically had all the credentials. You really didn't need to claim you were born in Baltimore. You didn't need to say that you are led people to believe that you had a Bronze Star when you didn't. And you certainly didn't need to lie or embellish or misrepresent yourself on a White House fellowship application, which apparently is what happened here. So, again, the question is why? Why would you embellish? And we see this sometimes. I'm not playing psychotherapist here on the show, but we do see it sometimes with people that have ulterior motives and ambitions. And they think that if they don't, it will somehow interfere with that ambition. In this case, it might be President of the United States one day. Let's talk about good news for Baltimore drivers. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. So no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These are not new names, but both have served our community for over 50 years. And boy, do they know transmissions. And they'll save you money as well if you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices. This is who to call. You'll get the same straightforward professional courteous service at both locations. And with free area towing and financing, they help you through a tough situation as well. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gpt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Or visit them at JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team, serving Baltimore.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Coming up next, we'll visit with Mr. Media. He's going to tell us about the big events around town for the upcoming holidays. We're 10 days away. We're in Hanukkah right now. We got Christmas and then big New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations as well. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Whiskey Nuts Johnson with the update.
295 northbound, still slow. They're working to remove one of the vehicles on the northbound side. The wreck was between 197 and 198. It's moving a little better, but not much. Still slow, primarily northbound. There's backup on Route 100 westbound, going away from I-97 and headed over towards 295 is still there. I don't see anything. I'm not really sure all the way up here out of camera range that there may be something just after the ramp at 170. I looked over at Route 100 at 295 and the traffic is moving there. So right in this area between the ramp at 100 and Route 170 is where the problem is, that it is creating a backup back towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
All right. It is, I forgot where I was. Oh, Fox 20. It was a long commercial. your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold and frosty today. Sunny. High temperature will not get above freezing. Wind chill will be in the single digits. Midweek warm-up begins on Wednesday, so be prepared for that. That is, again, and that's going to be great because we'll be heading out of this deep freeze, and then we'll get right back into upper or mid-50s by Thursday or Friday of this week. So just hang in there. Right now, we're looking at mostly sunny, 20 in Pasadena, 19 in Parkville. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Mr. Media himself, Eddie Appelfeld. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Mr. Sean. I am so sorry I'm not there in person, but at my age, when the temperature goes below 35, I'm not allowed out of the house.
Yeah, I bet. Nobody wants to leave the house under 35.
Right. Well, as you can imagine, plenty to do. Now, what I want to talk about, first of all, are the events that are continuing through at least the end of the year. For example, there's that big train garden that's at the Fire Museum of Maryland. That's in Lutherville. There's also a festival of trains at the B&O Railroad Museum. That's on West Pratt Street. A train garden at the shops at Kenilworth, the Glen Avenue Fire Station, the Wise Avenue Volunteer Fire Station also have train exhibits. The festive houses on display at Miracle on 34th Street in Hampton, of course, that's going on. A Christmas carol at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company through December 23rd. Deceived, that's the show at Everyman Theater through January 4th. Now, this is not a holiday show, but it's something going on. Elf at Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia. Santa will be at the Visitor Center at the Inner Harbor West Shore. That's through the end of the year. Sunday, being the first night of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah house in Pikesville is now open. You can go by, go in, and look at all the lights. The Nutcracker at the Ballet Theater of Maryland in Annapolis through the end of the year. A holiday light spectacular at the Timonium Fairgrounds. This is a great family event through the end of the year. A Christmas tuna, that's at the Spotlighters at the show through the end of the year. The Inner Harbor Ice Rink, Sean, I know you go down there every year. That's now open. The Polar Express and Ice Sculptures, that's at the Gaylord Hotel. The Holly Jolly Trolley Tour, downtown through the 28th. Santa Claus is Coming, that's at Center Stage, that's also a show. Wicked at the Hippodrome, December 17th through January 11th. And Lights on the Bay, Sandy Point State Park through the first of the year. And there's also a holiday market at the St. John's College, that's down in Annapolis. The Holiday Mart, the 16th, the 18th through the 19th, at the Pikesville Armory. Let's see. Now, one-time events. There's a Christmas party at the Little Italy Lodge, December 19th. The Jonas Brothers at CFG Arena on the same night, as is the Baltimore Choral Arts performing at the Meyerhoff. The WWE Holiday Tour at CFG Arena, December 26th. Celtic Women at the Lyric on the 18th. Let's see. That's what is going on. New Year's Eve, of course, at the Inner Harbor starts around 6 o'clock, right through midnight. John Oliver, that's the comic at the Lyric, December 30th. And finally, the Crabs for Christmas concert tomorrow. Well, that's you know what? That was yesterday. I'm sorry. That was yesterday.
Okay. Well, I missed that one.
And so that's, I mean, that's not all of them, but that's the main ones.
So if you had, I'll put you on the spot here. If you had somebody coming in from out of town, visitors, family, whatever, for the holidays, and there was one thing that you wanted to, that speaks of Baltimore holiday event, where would you take it? What would it be?
I would say the one is really filled with lights. Well, I think the Miracle on 34th Street is obviously
right.
Baltimore.
Hamburg. Right, okay.
But then the Holiday Spectacular at the Tonian Fairgrounds, that's a great family event. It's a walkthrough. That's great. And also the Lights on the Bay. It's a very nice exhibit. Right there at Sandy Point State Park.
Right. Well, Eddie,
that's a drive-through.
Or maybe just stay at home like you're right now because, you know, you get all lit up for the holidays.
Yeah. Or you can get, just go to a deli and get some corned beef and have a good time.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Media. We appreciate the update.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Right. Have a good Hanukkah. It's 8:29, 29 minutes after the hour. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Well, it has been bone-chilling cold. And look, even heat pumps, they all struggle under 30 degrees or so. So, again, you want to make sure if you have a heat pump that it's operating, you change your filter out, that it's been repaired or it's been maintained or serviced. And Tim Cobb will do all of that for you. There's not much you can do if you have a heat pump other than just wear extra layers of clothing. That's the way it is. But if you have a forced air furnace system, whatever, have a little heat, make sure your system is working properly. Call Tim Kyle today. They'll come out, service, check your heating system. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. TimKyleCompany.com. Also, electrical work. A lot of people do stuff with lights and everything. Landscaping, extra load on, make sure that you, if you have any electrical problems at all, call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, and tell him I told you to call. More to come from Governor Moore, and a mother is upset at the Second Look Act. We'll tell you why. It's 8:30 in for Maggie Hunter this morning. The latest headlines with Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A special session of the Maryland General Assembly to elect a new House Speaker will be held tomorrow. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order calling for the session after Adrienne Jones announced that she would be stepping down from the leadership role. House Democrats are expected to nominate Joselina Pena Melnick for the position. House and Senate leaders say redistricting will not be on the agenda. The regular General Assembly session convenes Wednesday, January 14th. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the Jessup Correctional Institute. 23-year-old Deion Smith was found unresponsive at around 8 p.m. Saturday and was declared dead by emergency medical workers. Another inmate is suspected of his killing. The investigation is ongoing, and once complete, the results will be forwarded to the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office for review. The Salisbury Police Department says it is aware of a video that's been making the rounds on social media. The video involves some of the department's officers and a black teenager, and officials say they are taking the incident seriously. A complaint has been filed with the Wicomico County Police Accountability Board, and an investigation is underway. And DEA and Baltimore police officials say they've successfully dismantled three drug organizations operating in the Penn North neighborhood areas. Officials say 19 people were indicted and are suspected for the widespread opioid overdoses last July. Officials say
The investigators seized over $10,000, weapons and drugs like heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Well, coming up next, it's a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Checking the lottery numbers from last night, the pick 3 was 674, and the pick 4 was 8800. And now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on the BW Parkway may be gone now. The pace is much better at 197, so that indicates at least the vehicles are off the roadway up ahead towards the accident scene. We're still looking at this backup on Route 100 as you're leaving I-97 and headed over towards the ramp at 170. Still backed up, which has to indicate there has to be a wreck in that area. It's not announced anywhere. It's not written down anywhere, but the backup sure is here, so be prepared for that, for that traffic on 100 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Weather alert on your Monday morning as we are cold and talking about the wind chills in the dangerous category, single digits even below zero. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see more sunshine, but temps below freezing will be a little warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, all eyes are on Pittsburgh tonight as the Steelers host the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. With the Steelers' loss, the Ravens nab a share of the AFC North lead by virtue of the defense coming up big yesterday for Baltimore.
Broken, kind of stumbles, and he's intercepted. Picked off by Van Noy. Then the handoff, it's Gilman. And Gilman is going to score. As the Ravens look for the knockout punch, 95 yards.
That's a play that Ravens fans are going to remember for a long, long time. Spiro Dittas had the call on CBS. Gilman from Van Noy as Baltimore blanks Cincinnati. 24-0 was the final. After the game, here's Gilman, Aloe Gilman, on his sideline romp.
Great player. I was actually yelling at him to pitch the ball after he caught it, so it worked out. You know, saved, had some hamstrings for him, you know, put it on me. So shout out to Kyle Van Hoy, a great play. Shout out to the defense.
Meanwhile, to baseball we go, where the Orioles introduced their new slugger, Pete Alonso, to Baltimore on Friday afternoon. Here is the former New York Met at the mic talking about what sold him on the Orioles.
Where we see you and how we're going to get there, like, you're going to be a big part in winning a championship here. And to me as a player, that's not just like them saying that, them like pretty much giving me the entire blueprint of the organization.
And later on, he said, let's go win some games here for Baltimore. Mark down your calendars, by the way. 68 days from today, Orioles spring training opener against the New York Yankees. Interesting words Saturday night from Maryland head coach Buzz Williams after the Terps were beaten by Michigan 101-83, that despite the loss to the Wolverines, the Terps made some significant progress.
I thought the togetherness, the intensity, the tenacity, the things that are in the stat sheet, the things that are not in the stat sheet, I thought our program felt more than we have throughout the year.
Terps have not yet beaten a top 25 team this year. They're 0-1 in the Big Ten Conference. College football, Navy on a fourth down touchdown pass from Blake Horvath to Eli Heidenreich, nipping Army in the 126th edition of the greatest game. 17-16 was the final. And in D3 ball, Johns Hopkins marches on 40-10 over Josh Ehrlich in Susquehanna. They move on to the NCAA semifinals. Happy heavenly birthday today to Dolphins great Nick Bonacani, all-pro linebacker, one of the leaders of the only unbeaten untied teams in NFL history. 1972 Dolphins went 17-0. He was born on this day in 1940, passed away in 2019. And on this day in 2019, the Raiders play their final game at the Black Hole in Oakland. They lose to the Jaguars. 2016 was the final. Time now is 8:37. When we return, what is going on at the University of Michigan?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
Talking about former Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore, who's now in custody and has been arrested on assault charges. I mean, have you been following the story?
I have.
The story is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I watched some of the hearing on Friday, and he apparently took up with an executive assistant who
right.
was barely in, out of college or in whatever the case, a young girl. He's married with three daughters. And my first thought goes to these poor children that are now going to have to live with this shame of what their father did. And the fact is that apparently the executive assistant turned him in, as I understand it,
to
school. So he got fired. And so then he runs over to her home, breaks in.
Takes a knife
and starts threatening to kill himself.
In front of her.
In front of her.
Right. And there's even more to the story. Apparently he has suffered or is suffering from some mental issues. So he's not, you know, all there. Let's just put it that way. But also another thing. The girl's father is a longtime scout for the Chicago Bears. 30 years he's been with the Bears, and it's just, there's a lot of connections there. Obviously, Michigan and Chicago, you know, there's a lot of Michigan fans in Chicago. There's a big connection between the Wolverines program and the city of Chicago. So, you know, I mean, and she's been around football her whole life. Like, this just destroyed her. And she made the choice, apparently.
Sure.
Okay, but it's destroying everybody's lives.
Well,
and it's just so sad.
I just read over the weekend that there's this, I guess, stripper. I don't know what else you would call her. It's on some inline account that says that Moore was texting her during games.
Oh, my.
To set up meetings and hookups with herself.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
During a national championship game, when Harbaugh was head coach,
right.
He was the defensive coordinator, he was texting her to meet up at a hotel right after the game and bring three others with you.
What a script. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Can't imagine.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. So, another black eye for college football.
And Michigan. Because they had Jim Harbaugh stuff,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yep. Right. All right, thanks, Kerry. 8:39. By the way, Governor Moore says, regarding the upcoming General Assembly session in about a month from now, no new taxes, basically. Quote, we cannot, will not balance our budget on the back of Marylanders. This is not a year we anticipate tax increases. Anticipate. At the same time, we must right-size programs that need to be made more sustainable. He says they will not propose tax increase. Parsham, got to be very pay attention to the words, because words have meanings. We'll see. And Governor Moore last week invested $19 million to end child poverty in Maryland. Folks, that is a colossal, monumental waste of money. And I say that because the Great Society, or the Not-So-Great Society of Lyndon Baines Johnson, they declared war on poverty. They spent over $20 trillion with a T, $20 trillion, and we still have poverty today. What makes Westmore think that, oh, he wrote a thesis, that's right. And he's the foremost expert on radical Islam, so maybe he should be consulting on Brown University and on Bondi Beach, since he is a foremost expert. The pro-criminal General Sane Asylum will get back into action next month. Last session, they passed the Second Look Act, which allows people convicted of violent crimes, including murder, to seek release after serving at least 20 years, has now come under scrutiny under a tragic accident. Rather, Shannon Albertson, whose daughter Brianna was murdered on November 18th, is challenging the law after one of her daughter's accused killers, Darnell Hawkins, was released from prison.
When you have vicious crimes like murder and gang affiliation, that shouldn't even be considered.
Last session, the Republicans pushed back against this horrific pro-criminal get-out-of-jail-free card.
This person never, ever should have seen the light of day.
Talk about leaving no Marylanders behind. The only Marylanders being left behind by this bill are the victims and their families.
Albertson says that in what world does it make any sense to release murderers early?
He was let out on October 2nd from life sentence for murder before.
October 2nd was the day the Second Look Act took effect, and on that day, not one but two murderers got out of jail. And she says it's not coincidence, folks, it's cause and effect.
I don't know if it was directly connected to the Second Look Act that had just been put in place on October 1st, but he was let out on October 2nd, one day after it was passed. And within 35 days, had a triple homicide, premeditated triple homicide.
And she's slamming the pro-criminal Democrats and the pro-criminal governor.
Reading through that, I can't even believe that it was passed. And I could give that to an eighth grader to read and know. What? Why is that even an option? The governor saying that the community, they want them to be safe and feel safe and secure, and they got these people. Well, you just approved this to be let out, and that's not safety on the community.
No, of course not. But public safety, did you know, is Governor Moore's first priority. Priority number one is public safety. He's told us that, just like leave no one behind, just like I stand with the people, okay? So maybe he can resign and start consulting on radical Islam. It's 8:43. Traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Westbound Route 100, much better now. Whatever that was, we never could see it. It was out of camera range. It was on 100 after the ramp at 170. Much better now, starting to pick up speed, heading over towards 295. The outer loop right here at I-70 down to Route 40 is a little bit slow there. That's the only problem on the Beltway, and that's not really a problem. It's a speed reduction at that point. We had two big fires this morning. The latest one was at Federal at Gay Street in the city, but the other was a two-alarm fire in Hamden. Apparently now under control. They're still working on it. A lot of stuff going on. 34th Street at Chestnut Avenue. So any local traffic there east of Falls Road, you'll have detours through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday and the first part of the work and school week. Cold and frosty today. Partly sunny, freezing. Wind chill in single digits. Tomorrow, the midweek warm-up will begin by the end of the week, maybe mid-50s. Right now, sunny, 19 in Bel Air, and it is 22 and sunny in Annapolis. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance in North Dakota. A lot of farmer friends helped one of their own who was killed, unfortunately, in a car accident. To assist the grieving widow and two sons of Randy Filesvold, the community stepped up to bring in 1,400 acres of corn and soybean crops. Here's one of the crew, Wyatt Thompson.
Love Randy. The reach that he had was kind of endless. The corn harvest was the big one. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that need to happen with corn and a lot of bushels to move at once.
I didn't want to put the burden on Larry. I told Larry, I said, don't worry about the corn. We'll just get it off. Just looked at a sheet, who everybody was. It was kind of divide and conquer. We divided the combines up amongst three different fields and three different groups and divided trucks out amongst everybody.
Kind of shows Randy's reach. I mean, he moved up from Plaza. There was some neighbors and friends from Plaza that came up and then a pile of people from the community.
Total of 75 volunteers brought 12 combines and 40 trucks. Farmers working together as family. Brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
And back to Shannon Albertson, whose daughter was tragically murdered in a triple homicide when two murderers, okay, and they were previously convicted of murders. They were currently in prison, and their butts, sorry, butts would have stayed in prison if it wasn't for the pro-criminal Democrats in the state of Maryland who passed something called the Second Look Act. And a message to the governor and to the lieutenant governor and to every single Democrat, Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones, and now Joseline Pena Melnick, whoever's going to take over. Again, you have blood on your hands. As this young girl's life was snuffed out because you passed a bill that allowed two murderers to get out of jail and go on to take Bree's life. This is totally on you. Because they were already detained. They were already incarcerated. They weren't going anywhere. But Bree, Shannon's daughter, she'll never get a second look now, will she? Here's her mom talking about she's going back to Annapolis trying to pass Bree's law.
Founded on like three key pillars: violent repeat offenders, including those convicted of murder, gun violence, kidnapping, and sexual assault, are ineligible.
The governor's signature is on this thing. He didn't veto it. So, again, all of this stuff, if he thinks he's going to run for president and become president, all this stuff is going to be brought up and regurgitated again. Remember Willie Horton? When the Michael Dukakis was running, Willie Horton was brought up, actually by Al Gore at the time. Al Gore is the first one to bring up Willie Horton, who was a furloughed killer, went out and killed again. Same thing here. The killer of Bree. And it's just, it's mind-boggling that the Democrats, again, they get away with it, and they'll continue, and they'll do it again. Now they want to ban 287G coming up in the next session. But the governor has a signature on a bill, and these pro-Democrat supermajority down in Annapolis, they're the ones that have advocated for, encouraged, and cheer releasing murderers from jail so they can go out and take the lives of our children and our grandchildren. Keep that in mind. Maybe in a future election, when something beyond financial concerns may motivate you to go to the polls and make a change in Maryland for the better, for the good. There's a poll out today about the economy and jobs and so on and redistricting. The concerns are public safety. And we're allowing criminal, illegal aliens to wander our streets and now known convicted murderers to be let out early. And why? Because they may be black or brown. That's the only reason, folks. This is a racial thing. And unfortunately, it's now become even more racial because a young white girl has been murdered as a result. I just can't get over it. This is probably one of the worst bills I've seen in a long, long time. It's just so sad. Our friends at Town Appliance, we told you about them just a second. I want to tell you about the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm of Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and so many others are there for you when you need them. During these times when you have serious accidents resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. One of the reasons why Michael's been doing this over 40 years, and over the last 10 years or so, each year, again, they're named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. That's because of their experience, their knowledge, and their wisdom and the way they run things, where they do everything at the firm from A to Z. They take care of everything from finding a doctor's, making appointments, advancing medical costs, all the way to the diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled in the accident. And, of course, most firms won't touch that. There's no money or billable hours in it. They take a holistic approach at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman. They've helped my members of my family, WCBM, and many of our listeners in the Baltimore metro area. So remember the name, Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Rob Carson Show.
80% of the Somali community is on some sort of welfare, and hundreds of the parents and family members were involved in the fraud. And Ilhan Omar, she got $250 million pushed through Congress without even checking to see if the money was actually feeding children, because she was in on it, and she's gotten filthy rich on it. And she needs to be arrested, she needs to be tried, convicted, and deported. Goodbye.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic, weather on the screens. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
You're going to need your solar shields if you're heading out now, which means your sunglasses, because now we have the snow, we have the glare, and we have the sun. So all of that, anybody south and east right now is getting into that a little bit. The only slowing on the Beltway is right here. It's just a speed reduction. Outer loop between I-70 and Route 40. The inner loop comes up towards Security Boulevard, I-70, and then they get in that construction area where there's no shoulder available. So they kind of take it easy right through there, going up to Liberty Road, and then it picks up from there up towards 795. They're still working on the active fire call. At one point, it was two alarms early this morning in Hampden, 34th Street at Chestnut Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold and frosty today. It's freezing. That's all you get today, Kim. Freezing. Wind chill in single digits. And well, things will warm up by the end of the week. So
Yeah.
Mid-50s by the end of the week. It's cold.
It's freezing outside.
It is 19 in Forest Hill, and it is 19 in Middle River as well. Oh, it's cold.
Yeah.
It is cold. All right, we won't dwell on it, okay?
Yeah, I will get over
it. We're going to heat things up right after 9 o'clock, right?
Yes, of course. Of course, we've got lots to talk about today. Very violent weekend, not just locally, but nationally and internationally. So, of course, the first hour, we're going to be talking about the shooting that occurred in the Morrell Park area, the 14-year-old that was shot walking to the store. We're also going to talk about the shooting, obviously, in Sydney, Australia, or excuse me, Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to go to Brown University, which is the most confusing shooting of them all. They had a guy in custody who they thought was a person of interest. They had information that came out on this young man, and now they just released him, saying that they don't believe that's the person.
Yeah, because the evidence doesn't match. You know,
yeah.
That's the reason why. They made a premature arrest.
We literally have 5 pictures of this guy
yeah.
and information on him, everything. Even his address is out there, Sean. Like, that's scary if this guy is not the person at all. I mean, this is crazy.
There's also another picture I saw that looks like an individual that has Iranian colors wearing a keffiyeh. So I don't know if that has been confirmed yet.
Okay. But,
so there's a lot of false information and other evidence that's out there. That's, I think, the reason why they had to release him. Because I don't know why the president of Brown didn't even know what class it was.
I saw that.
I had to find that out from somebody else. It was a professor. It was a Jewish professor.
Yeah.
Class.
And then one of the young ladies, or person that killed Ella Cook, who was the VP of the Republican Club.
Right.
Which is also, you know, it could be a coincidence.
Could be,
we just don't know. We don't have the information. Anyways, we will talk about that. I also wanted to talk about the latest out of Governor Wes Moore's Free Beacon story. Apparently his office did respond to some of the questions, so we'll discuss that.
Where is the thesis?
Where is it? That response was not there.
Right.
And Mackenzie Frost did ask. Not there. And then, of course, Senator Johnny Ray Saley will be here at the 10 o'clock hour. You know, he's on the committee for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. So he's going to give us all the details.
Okay, great. Coming up next, right at 9 o'clock, Kim Klasick live right here on WCM. Rush Limbaugh, we went back to the Rush archives, and because somebody brought it to my attention that James Comey, who recently was indicted, then they dropped, they had dismissed it, that Comey once made an admission about his embrace of all things communist.
How many of you have thought, I mean, if you've thought about it, how many of you have heard or thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican? I have. I've always thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican. I've been told that James Comey is a lifelong Republican. Turns out not to be true. Are you aware that James Comey used to be a communist? In a 2003 interview with New York Magazine, James Comey said before voting for Jimmy Carter, 1980, he'd been a communist. He admitted, I'd moved from communist to whatever I am now. Now, we know that John Brennan, Obama's CIA director, was a communist, or at least had voted for the Communist Party. But I had never heard this about Comey. Now we find out that under Obama, the CIA director and the FBI director both had histories of not just flirtation, but serious immersion into communism. And like the KGB always said, no one ever leaves the KGB. Nobody ever leaves this way of thinking.
Oh, yes. Miss the old great L. Rush Limbaugh. Then there's Kentucky Democrat Sarah Stalker. I do not make up her name. She's got a problem with white privilege.
I think we're missing an incredible opportunity right now. I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day. For a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world.
That's right. This is liberal guilt on steroids. This is why we have all these radical programs. You know, one of our listeners pointed out that Governor Moore wanting to spend $19 million on ending child poverty. It's all about feeding the children. Why? Because there's so much fraud in feeding the children. Remember Minnesota, Feeding the Future? You know, all sorts of money stolen from that program by the Somalis in Minnesota. This is, again, an endless way to launder money and to rip off the taxpayers with, I'm going to end childhood poverty in the state of Maryland. And while I'm at it, I'm the most foremost expert on radical Islam, and I wrote a thesis to prove it. So there. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. on WCBM. Casey and Company starts at 6. Until then, I want you to God bless our troops and God bless America. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.